For each piece of art, there are those who appreciate that art. Portraits and sculptures have their collectors and admirers. Symphonies and operas have long had their audience. However, one of the most neglected forms of art is that of the epic dungeon, and the delvers that appreciate it from within. But not all forms of art survive to our modern times. This is where reenactors and role players come into the picture. The dungeon, Dragon's Delve, an epic lair filled to the brim with treasure, as well as the deadly monsters and mechanisms that guard it, painstakingly designed one day at a time by the legendary dungeoneer Monty Cook through dungeonaday.com. The reenactors, the Yorkton Gamer Guild, a crude group of companions tackling the maturest of subjects in the most immature ways. I personally don't think this will end well, but nevertheless, it may be entertaining. The Yorkton Gamer Guild, in association with RPGMP3.com, presents Dragon's Delve.
You're not awesome, the salad is.
I'm the one who made the salad.
That's just coincidental.
You cooked ground beef, sir.
Hey, you could have done it as good.
I could have.
I mean, you always cook your ground beef all blocky and in super big freaking gross chunks.
It's good in chunks. Fuck off.
Not when they're
you
like...
You taste it more when it's in chunks.
Yes.
Chunks is bigger than...
Because otherwise you can't even tell it's there.
Sometimes it's okay. No, there's never a reason to have ground beef in that big a chunk. If you're gonna make big chunks of ground beef, you should just make a hamburger and make a pussy.
Oh, you don't have to buy your own books now.
Yes. Man, it's like your birthday?
That's something I was thinking of as well. You can almost do guild to get eventually possibly RPG books as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically trying out the system, rent it out for a month or so, and
be nice.
Thoughts, guild, progress. We're trying to make it profitable, or at least self-sustaining.
Okay. We're tying up the treasure.
Excuse me. And we have these cool cards.
Yeah, we have membership cards.
I've got one.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You haven't paid for it yet.
Do you like discounts
in places?
Yeah,
because printing it off is that hard.
It won't be.
Just stand the card. One free blowjob, Curtis.
Damn it! I thought those were out of circulation! Son of a bitch!
Tom Brinks and forgery.
Have any of you guys ever seen Duralius and Associates?
No.
New Life, sorry?
Duralius and Associates?
No.
Look it up. It's funny. It's just like animated, like they're only like 5 minute long episodes, but there's like two seasons of them, and it's about, basically it's like an elf and a dwarf and a fighter. And basically it's just a comedy. It's pretty funny though.
Link it on the forums.
Or an IRC.
More
so it's on the escapist.com.
Oh, where's the forum?
Or escapistmagazine.com, but it's called the escapist.
Like ArtonGamerGuild.com.
I remember when Escapist was small and he was just still doing...
Back
when he was just doing his awesome reviews...
Yeah, still do mostly it's reviews, but there's this Duralius and Associates.
Does he still do the awesome hours. Reviews? Like the fucking ones where he just doesn't, like, what were the,
that's
what,
yours.
Do you remember what they were called?
You did earlier.
Mm-hmm. And they also have that show, I'm not sure if they, I don't think they made it, but it has that, it also has that,
No,
do you remember what the Escapist reviews were called?
It also has that show where it has the porn stars.
No, that's not the Escapist.
No? Who's that?
You're thinking of Yahtzee.
Well, yeah, I am.
Basically, like, it has nothing to do with porn whatsoever, but basically it's just, other than they're porn stars, and they're playing D&D.
Yeah, I watched that vlog for a while. Then I realized I didn't play D&D naked. I felt ripped off.
Yeah, that's just kind of like, oh. That's why I watched two episodes, I'm like, oh, this isn't exciting.
Well, the funny thing, the original reason I watched it was because I was like, I wonder if I'll recognize any of the porn stars, because that would be kind of cool if you're like, ha, huh, I've seen her fuck. And now I get to see her get fucked. By a beholder.
By a beholder.
But instead I was like, I don't know any of these girls. And they're not even that attractive.
Yeah, they're all like punk.
Yeah.
There was I recognized one of the guest stars once. There was a guest star.
This is going
me
on the podcast.
Me neither, Paul.
I know I cut out some pre-game chatter, but this is going on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's going?
The talk about the guys like figuring out who they recognize and porn.
I admit.
But I definitely recommend Duralius and Associates. It's funny.
I would totally watch D&D if it were like porn stars. And they like play a little bit. Then the DM's like, so you want extra experience?
Zip. Oh god. That's awful.
There's something like that probably out there somewhere.
Rule 34.
If you can think of it, it's probably on the internet somewhere.
Rule 34. If it exists, there is porn of it.
Rule 35. If it doesn't make it.
No, it's not if it doesn't make it. Rule 35 is if there isn't, there will be soon. I've got all the rules screenshotted at home. Somebody made one of those, like, fucking...
All the rules?
Yes.
Like, is there actually up to 34?
There's 37 or 38 rules.
Are they actually named?
Yes, they're 4chan rules, and they are all in sequence. It's rule 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, it's fucking
sick. Yeah, I love that.
What do you think rule 35 came
from? No, I couldn't agree with you more, because the second anyone says... Yeah, it's from 4chan. I'm like, my opinion of them immediately drops 10 points. It's like, oh!
Another funny part about Duralis and Associates is the one guy does actor voices, and so a lot of the, like, some of the characters, like, have, like, one talks like Clint Eastwood. One's, I always forget that stupid guy's name. But he's off, like, Joe Dirt, Blast from the Past.
David Spade?
No.
Oh.
Brandon Fraser?
No. Joe Dirt and Blast from the Past, and the guy that talks all funny.
Oh, the opposite of Christopher Reeve.
Who's the opposite of Christopher? Somebody who can walk?
Christopher Walken.
There we go. That's
you never heard that show?
No, that's pretty awesome.
It was better before Christopher Reeve died. Now it's like the opposite of Christopher Reeve. Do you have a pulse? You win. We miss you, Superman.
I would have said more cowbell today.
Yeah, that's another one. More cowbell. I got a fever. The only cure for a fever is more cowbell.
No, his best sketch on Saturday Night Live, hands down. Did you ever see the Colonel Angus sketch?
No.
He's in the South, and these two women start talking about Colonel Angus and how they would love to hang out with Colonel Angus, but most men don't really like Colonel Angus.
You get what it's.
No. And they would love to hang out
with Colonel Angus. It's supposed to be a play on words for Colonel Angus.
I know that, okay. But how do you hang out?
I don't know. They want to spend time.
Well, then say spend time.
It's been a long time since I watched that sketch.
That's no excuse for saying something that doesn't make any sense.
So then, Colonel
Angus makes you a glam.
Owned.
I'm just holding up my role.
We should go start because eventually I have to leave.
Okay.
Oh, do you?
Sorry, I was just wondering, do we want
to wait? He has to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're too much for Vince.
Well,
no balls.
So.
I don't think that's the job he's talking about.
For the record.
Finish.
Oh, yeah. How much?
We'll pay extra to stay.
For the record, I believe I was asked the phase of the moon last time.
Mm-hmm.
It is a quarter in after a new moon.
Okay. We're tracking the werewolf. Not
a quarter
in. Information.
Half in.
Okay.
What are the phases of the moon? Well, what's it like been since...
It shouldn't have been
the first time we talked to Galerius.
It was just after a new moon. The slightest slither was appearing on the moon there.
Okay, so we're now like a week or two in. We gotta go here.
It's about
way.
A week in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this would be easier. Sorry, Paul. In advance. Is Paul's character's menstrual cycle synced to the
fuck moon? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why are you asking Carter? Ask Paul.
It's a little bit of a personal question to ask Paul, but...
Yeah. Paul's character?
Hey, Paul.
Not touching that. Not touching that with the 10-foot pole.
Your character's going to have to say,
hey, about your period.
She's got magical menopause. There's no period anymore.
No, it's just like this. Fall asleep. Wake up. Do you feel different? No. Oh.
You should, like, just put him to sleep so we can wake him up in, like, a tub full of ice with a big incision on the side.
That's kind of what he just said.
That's
The hell are you going to do with my kidneys and DND?
I don't know. We're not going to take your kidney out. That would require actual effort. We just put a cut on there and make you think we took your kidney.
Elf kidney? Totally some sort of magical components.
We're casting a spell of faggotry. We needed it.
You need an elf kidney for that one. Hard to get. Elves tend to be pretty attached to them. They only have one, unlike humans.
That's okay, we'll just take the liver. They've got super AIDS, it's not, you know. It's not like your liver's doing anything anymore, sorry.
So yes, anyway, so that is the phase of the moon. Was there anything else you guys were checking out before this in town, I believe?
Actually, I wanted to buy a silver masterwork.
Masterwork?
Well, I want to eventually get it better.
Okay.
Because there's no point buying a silver scythe.
And can, then... you, can you use a scythe?
So sorry, yeah. Just for...
Not proficient, though.
For the record, we did get the okay from Vince that
yes,
you guys
he's gonna give us
each
money.
Get 25 back, and he gets deducted 100.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'll just suggest that on his cut. So, silver.
Excuse me again.
There is no excuse for people like you.
Man, it must be pretty bad news for you, then.
Why?
Well, there's no excuse for me. You don't have much chance of anything.
Why?
Because you're the person that's not me.
Well. No. No, when I say there's no excuse for people like you, I mean you're in a different class of people.
Yes, the step above you peasants.
No.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the price.
You're somewhere, you're somewhere in between, like, Mexicans and...
Apologies, all Mexicans and...
What's that look for?
Weird part is I was trying to find something that would make it funny. As soon as I said Mexicans, I'm like, yeah, there's no going back for me, is there? No, I'm fucked. All right, I'm just getting out of this joke now.
I'm just like, it's being recorded.
I think the worst part is, like, I'm across the table.
Hey, on another topic for donut. Mexican?
Because I don't like racism jokes, regardless of any reason.
Can I make fun of my race?
Nope.
But my race is funny! Dude, I'm German! We kill Jews for fun!
You're also a white guy.
No, are you real German or Mennonite German?
Both.
Mennonite German.
I'm actually both.
Oh.
My great...
Because Mennonite German doesn't count. They're not real German.
They're not hardcore.
400.
Mennonites are just like, oh, we live here. Oh, there's war? No, now we live here. Oh, there's another war. Okay, now we live over here.
No, my mom's entire family is Mennonite. And she's always like, we're German. I'm like, we're not really German.
You're Mennonite.
No. 180.
But my dad's grandfather...
I don't know.
My great-great-grandfather served in the German...
10 silver.
Navy. In World War One.
So he said
until he met this really cute blonde chick in Sweden.
$4.98 for the silver.
And I have this letter. My grandmother still has it somewhere. A letter he sent to his parents.
Haven't we heard this story before?
Probably.
Here, actually.
A letter he sent to his parents where he literally said, yeah, this war is dumb, and I met this really cute blonde chick. I'm going to stay here in Sweden. I've abandoned my naval post.
Hey, actually, I know. Can I borrow 25 gold for someone?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, and remember, Paul, silver weapons take a -1 on damage rolls.
Do they?
Yeah.
They do less damage?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's silver. It's not as good as steel.
So -1 damage?
Softer metal, yeah. I suppose.
Oh, well, whatever.
25 gold, launch ball. Done. Yeah.
You'll get it back next time.
Sure.
20% of
the juice. He'll just wait until you're in a a cursed, stupid state. And then he'll take the loan back.
Oh. Pretty much.
God damn it.
Thanks, Henry.
Didn't say it was bad. It's just, so that's when you know when he'll be demanding payment back. When you can't resist. Alright, so, you guys have bought stuff at town. Ace has pulled out this rather shiny and nice scythe from her armory.
Free reroll!
You have a free reroll during the day. What do you do?
Yeah, we haven't actually been using those very effectively.
No,
I don't use rerolls.
I've been using mine on saves.
I don't
roll. You attacked a couple times last week. You actually hit once. amazing. It was glorious.
Now that he's going to the side, he's not going to hit for quite a while.
Because he literally doesn't roll, what should we give him instead?
Why not just let the reroll?
Why give it,
doesn't them reroll a cure dice?
Yeah, why not? You know. It should just be reroll any dice. Like, it's not like it's going to throw a big, crazy...
Yeah, like, if he rolls a 1 on a...
I thought it was reroll any dice.
It's reroll d20.
He said reroll d20.
Yeah, it should be reroll any dice. Not like...
Well, but that it doesn't scale in the one way, because reroll any dice, does that mean if your weapon is 2d6, you're only rerolling 1d6? As opposed to a great extra 1d12?
One die.
Actually, let him like be able to reroll any die, just because he doesn't.
We'll let him reroll an entire cure spell.
Sure.
Or regulus, I guess.
I'd say one die.
Just one die?
One die.
Whoa, okay. Whoa. It doesn't have a big impact either way, right? Because if you take a cure spell and you get like a 6 and a 1, you reroll that, you could still get that one could turn into an 8 and the other one could turn into a 1.
I've been meaning to ask you, is that ever going to scale?
What?
The rerolls? No.
Yeah.
One die.
Does a rest feel better just because you're higher level?
One die becomes less significant as we level up.
No, it doesn't.
Not when you're attacking.
Not sure a d20. No, it sure does, because suddenly I have multiple attacks in a round. So I'm rolling twice as many dice.
And
one reroll, and suddenly there's a sea of dice for it to get lost in.
You can reroll that low iterative attack. Make it better.
There's no reason why it should scale.
Yeah,
either.
It doesn't need to scale. It's just as good.
I was just asking.
This is a bonus here.
I was just asking.
It'll stay as it is, and we'll let Paul get his little tweak there.
This is like the Spanish Inquisition.
Dinar.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, no more racial jokes. So, I had to. I'm a bad person.
Yes, you are.
Well, you're German.
Yeah.
Kind of
so,
territory.
How are you guys?
Hey, you said no more racial jokes.
I'm German. Oh, wait, we can't insult our own race.
Yeah.
I expect Mike to be a douchebag.
My other side is Swedish, which we can't say anything bad about.
I am German, like.
What can you say bad about Swedes? We invented big titted blonde chicks and meatballs.
We invented big titted blonde chicks.
And IKEA.
That's what you can make fun of, IKEA.
Okay, yeah.
You guys did IKEA, man.
Hey, we came up with big tits. You can't fall
into IKEA. No, that was Ukrainian.
I gotta take his side on that one.
Bullshit.
Ukrainians have way bigger tits than.
Let's think.
Swedes.
What do you think when you think, you know, Ukrainians? Oh, it's an old Baba making me pancakes and
she's throwing
you track. Other P word foods.
Okay.
Let's think of let's think of Swedish chicks.
You know what was one of the.
Tits.
They're just tall and blonde. They
that's why I think Swedish chicks, I just think somebody big enough to crush my pelvis.
See?
No.
That's not necessarily a good thing. Your ex girlfriend was probably that big.
Buzzing.
That's funny. What are your funny story?
Right.
When I was like 10 years old, it's even funnier because my dad, he's such a quiet guy. Like, you know, he's very conservative. He's like, here, son.
-4.
-4.
I have some advice
and
for you.
-4 gives me +1.
You should marry a Ukrainian girl. I'm like, really? Why? Two reasons.
You
got big tits, then cooked it.
That's pretty much true.
I'm like, oh. And what did I do? I married a Ukrainian girl. 100%.
Right on.
That was true.
-1, right? -1 for the silver, yes.
My favorite is a friend of mine used to get really frustrated because we used to hang out in a group. My girlfriend used to just ask him questions. He used to get really frustrated. He's like, look, stop asking me questions. Here's the thing. The book of what girls know about guys is 3 feet thick. The book of what men know about women is 2 lines. They're pretty. They're soft. They smell nice. That's it. That's the whole book. That's all we know.
That's 3 lines. Yeah, apparently the. Yeah.
Alright, let's go check that out.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for us to be like, are we back in the dungeon yet? Are we back in the dungeon yet?
On your way back.
Neelish.
Deception check.
Oh, I'm going to kick this group's ass.
Yeah, if they're here, let's just beat them up and take their stuff.
No.
28.
Oh, by the way, just checking.
Arbitrary penalty.
Prepared spells for Daybor.
Same as last time.
2 lights, 1 bomber's eye?
Yeah.
Prepared spells for gifts.
Cures?
All cures?
No, wait. One was identify.
Well, are you going to keep an identify?
Yeah. We want to identify which that run rune.
No, that rune is not magical. All we know is it absorbs magic.
No, I believe I said earlier he could try and identify on the magic itself.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
To see what effect it's creating.
I was not aware.
Well done.
I prepare hit things really hard.
I prepare a perfect strike twice.
That's good.
All right.
We also make him prepare dinner.
If he burnt the ground beef.
I'm playing this Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah.
My character just learned how to cook. I use one bread and one egg to make a sandwich. I'm like, somebody there doesn't know how to make a sandwich at all.
You don't like egg sandwiches? I like egg sandwiches.
Those are good breakfast.
There's
sandwiches.
A lot that goes into an egg salad sandwich
egg,
other than
egg,
egg,
egg
and bread.
Fried egg sandwich. Toast, egg. Done. Maybe some cheese.
What were those? Like you,
what were those
like
scrambled
checks?
And then
you mic it for a minute, then you put it on the bun with mayonnaise. It's good.
Scott and Mike, their perception checks?
28.
I was busy looking at my package, and I didn't see anything. I was going, what the hell is that?
Oh, well, now I'm distracted, so I get a negative on my perception.
He's got to look at some other dude's crotch.
Yeah. I should draw some.
Nice.
I should draw some generic wilderness tree on this first page.
Tell me, does it get bigger when you drink that one potion there?
Did you just like something
my
like, fucking like New Jersey or something?
It's his thing. His accent changes each episode.
Yeah.
It's like every time he bangs the gay elf, he gets a little bit more retarded.
Eventually, it's gonna be like, I'm Mike!
What are you talking about? I'm not retarded.
I'm gonna say I'm the upper of everything for no reason.
It's running egg, man. I'm fucking OTOD.
Oh, he answered that.
You don't watch
this. This is not an again. Oreo!
Yeah, you don't log on to IRC, Paul, so you wouldn't know what I've been doing.
Position guys
pretty
in
retarded.
This general area? Oh,
okay. I walked into IRC in like three different channels, and I'm like, I am not the emperor of the internet. Vie for my attention.
This
fight
general
the
area in marching order like fashion.
I'm like, what? I'm like, don't question it. Just go along. And some of them are actually buying it.
This general area, marching order like fashion.
I'll be in the back, like I normally am, because I have arrows and not a sword.
As the barbarian, obviously I would be flanking it.
Alright. Who is wearing the amulet of surprise?
I am. They put it on me for a reason.
Okay. So, the three of you, who are not distracted by your packages, are able to act on the surprise round. Dior
okay.
is not. Would you like to use the Amulet of Surprise? Would you like me to read this description first?
Well, I thought the Amulet of Surprise is if he makes it, everyone that didn't...
No. I still have to use a free action or swift action.
I only use it once a
I'm assuming it's an immediate action, because otherwise he can...
three of us are already acting in the surprise round.
Well, I mean, when, like, for example, if I'm surprised, I assume I would have to use an immediate action, because otherwise I don't get a turn.
Was it once
a day?
Yeah.
It's once a day.
He didn't say
it's he just said it was once per day.
Oh, sure he did.
He said it was one or the other, once per day.
It's one or the other, once per day.
Yeah.
So
I'm probably not going to use it because it's only going to benefit one person right now, and it's not really critical. I hope.
That's coming out of the woods.
Oh man, gladiators are easy to beat up.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Come on.
This horrid mass of eyes, mouths, and formless flesh stares in all directions.
During
countless maws yammering ceaselessly.
Ah.
Was I right or was I right?
I think it's mindless.
It looks like elf spooge.
Do you know?
Fuck!
Actually, how can I tell? You try and cast something on it.
Is it knowledge religion or knowledge something
else? Engineering.
Okay. Dungeoneering. I took an anatomy class once. We dissected these things. I have no idea if they're mindless. But I know how to build a dungeon wall, so I can.
That's about all. It's called a gibbering mouther, is it not? I don't know anything about the creature itself.
Gibbering mouther, yeah.
Yeah. I just know it looks fucking hideously awesome.
I'm pretty sure it actually is mindless, but my character doesn't.
Fuck,
hideously
I don't know.
Awesome. That's how you've been described, isn't it?
It wants to make out with everybody at the same time.
That's also how you've been described, isn't it?
No, at least not the latter.
Okay.
The horribly awesome part, yeah, a couple times.
Yep, so initiatives for everyone.
So it's awesome.
28!
Vince might be showing up here, so.
Yeah, that sounds like Vince.
26.
Vince!
Morning! Hey, how's it going? 28 for Raven.
You're late to the party, brah.
What?
Do you want me to roll too?
Six. Yep.
You just won't get it's surprise round, so it's only a standard or
I can draw one.
What is my motion?
3.
Wow.
I guess I'm really examining my balls. I just really...
They're interesting today.
16.
I rolled under 10.
Nice. Major?
Wow. I've never worked that hard in a long time.
What?
Jackhammering a basement cistern out?
That's gotta be
Why
fun.
Were you doing that?
I was getting paid $40 an hour to do that.
Oh, outstanding.
For once, working hard is actually paid off.
Yeah, tell me. But lifeguards get paid $40 an hour.
Where?
I was like...
California, like the best dude.
I was like, no, here at the Gallagher Center. My mom makes $40 an hour, so do I. I'm like,
dude.
I'm like, that's like what doctors make is like $40 an hour. No, it's no. Like, oh yeah, but... I'm like, if you're making $4, why wouldn't everybody be a lifeguard? Like,
oh yeah.
And they're like, well, because not everybody's able to do the 3 years of training. I'm like...
The fuck are you talking about 3 years of training? You can do that in the summer.
But is this not like you took one bet? I'm like, yes, I do. It's almost silly to bet you because I don't know where I'm going.
Who is betting this? She's retarded. My sister's a lifeguard at the Gallagher Center. Well, was.
I'm like, I have two cousins that were lifeguards and my wife was a lifeguard. In Saskatoon, which is a much larger center, and she was paid $15 an hour, and that was pretty good.
They make 18 here now. So, I mean, but it's not $40 an hour.
Okay, so if you were a lifeguard for several years and got a couple of raises, and you were working a holiday at double time, yes, $40 an hour.
No, it has to be a holiday at double time, plus overtime on that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Overtime and double time.
We gotta do quick stuff while it works later. So,
yep.
Vincent.
Yes.
Get your character sheet out and dice.
Oh, you'll show up late.
What's your initiative?
What, you need a perception check to see if you're surprised or not, and an initiative.
Perception of 4, so that's...
Plus 11. 11.
16 plus 11.
You are surprised.
A huge initiative, though, that helps.
27 is...
I beat you.
Still not using the amulet?
Plus 11, no.
Pardon?
Still not using the amulet?
Now it benefits half the party, but it's only one monster. And
it's one creature on the way to the dungeon. We're more likely to see a bigger encounter in the dungeon.
This is true.
I could have also rolled triple zeros on the random encounter table.
It's possible.
That would really suck.
You guys are fighting this ugly creature.
If you have knowledge of engineering, here's the part where you roll and identify it as a gibbering author.
It's horrid mass of eyes, mallows, and formless flesh, staring in all directions, going...
Does it speak Infernal?
I don't think it speaks anything.
It does. Cool. It speaks a language. Talk or two.
Probably speaks a tongue.
No, it speaks an actual language.
Seriously?
It's hard to be insane to understand it.
If it speaks
you're listening closely to it, trying to discern what language it's speaking. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not listening close. I'm just saying if it speaks Infernal, I want to lip it off when I shoot.
Are you going to listen closely to see what language it's saying?
No, that's going to require an action to do.
I'm not saying an action.
It's a free action.
No, let's not. I don't like the way you're like, you want to do that? That's just begging for trouble.
Well, the room is trapped.
How's your world to learn?
Better than yours.
Go ahead and listen to it, then.
I'm good.
So that?
If I'm not mistaken, right? It's a will save if you listen to it for insanity?
Yes.
Yeah. You can listen to it actively. Can it just fucking make you make the save?
Well, can, but if you actively listen to it, there is a will save you make or go insane.
Raven.
Probably.
Yup. I shoot it.
What is it?
What?
We're all really impressed.
Well, he said my name. I kind of assumed that meant initiative.
You're amazing strategist, sir.
What do you say?
I'm shooting. It has your initiative.
Is that what it is? Is my initiative? Is that
what's
your
initiative?
I shoot it.
That's well, strategy.
Like, what the fuck else am I gonna do?
It's like real life. Hey, Mike Wall.
What? Can you make 5 footsteps during a surprise run or not?
Free action.
So 5 footsteps and then shoot.
Sigh.
5 footsteps. And shoot. I'm not within 30 feet, however, sad face. That's still an 18.
Are we just in a random nothingness room or something?
We're in the wilderness.
You're in the wilderness.
This part doesn't trees and bushes.
No, I didn't know where we were. We're just kind of like...
Where you're aiming, all of a sudden it just kind of goes...
Oh, can you tell him how much money he earned last session?
Yes. Vincent?
Less than 100.
Minus one.
You can add 146.89 gold to your sheet.
Okay.
146 gold, 8 silver, 9 copper.
Yeah, sure. Okay. As Mor is surprised, guess.
I'm special.
I give her the evil eye.
It has a lot of eyes, so let's see it.
Versus what?
Will.
No.
No, what are you lowering?
Saves?
Sure. I first want to know if... I'm actually surprised that it actually works.
Alright.
That's an intelligent creature.
Gibbering seems different now.
It's an intelligent creature in the way that... As an intelligent creature.
He's got a mind to effect, it's just, I mean, like, you wouldn't really expect...
No, it was just... Mindless.
Let's just say it's a good thing you're not trying to read its mind.
Right. Yeah.
Affecting it is alright.
That's a will save.
Do
you ever remember that episode of The Simpsons where the old man with the big beard was teaching the kids?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
a bad look.
That's a bad look. He's like, oh, maybe. Oh, when he has it caught in the pencil sharpener. He's like, he thinks about it a little bit more, and he's like, maybe this time.
No, it was Grandpa Simpson doing that. And then as he got right down to the end, and Grandpa's like, okay, I'm out of here. Bails.
Oh, you better believe that's a battle.
This is kind of cool.
Does it have a rape attack?
Probably. Not so you get close enough for it to tongue you.
All right.
It knows Colonel Angus.
I'm assuming you want it to charge you, right?
Sure.
Okay. It charges Ranger. And you guys are able to hear firsthand the horrible gibbling of cacophony of maddening sound. And you can all make will saves.
25.
This is a mind affecting compulsion and sanity effect.
Oh, that's bad.
Hey, look at that!
Blow my reroll!
We're gonna have to put the barbarian down.
Same here. Wait, did we all do it?
Everyone likes to say it, yeah.
Okay.
18.
15?
25.
Okay.
27.
15, plus I can find my will.
Oh, sorry. 17, sorry.
20.
Alright. Fortunately, you all realize now is not a good time to go see the pink ponies, so let's...
Pink elephants on parade, sir.
Whatever. Yeesh.
It's probably nasty. You're probably not supposed to fight one.
These things
are
well worth their point on the number 100 of the random encounter table.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking Curtis... hang on, Tip.
Almost as bad as...
You're dead.
Yeah,
that was
alright then.
Well, I'm safe. Here's
No, unfortunately, it was around there, right?
Yeah, sure. A little further back, but yeah.
A little further back? That good?
One more yet.
No, it's right there.
Yeah. Was it? I thought it was
one more.
Yeah, that's about right.
No, it's right there because it was just outside of my 30 feet.
Did it charge?
Oh.
It did not charge. It moves rather slowly.
Now it's one.
How big, so it's something like
4 or 5. I need to move 5 feet closer to it to be within 30.
15, 20. Yeah, you guys are still within 60 feet of it, so that first move was okay.
Easily.
However, while it doesn't charge up, one of the mouths spits
acid.
A glob.
Something nasty.
You wish
something
it was
that sizzles towards Rager.
It's like, oh man, it's just blah!
Duh.
Oh, acid reflux! Oh!
I think one of my mouths is garbage!
One of my mouths.
Like 9 minutes. No, I wish what they did. You know, like how GP has, like,
unfortunately, Ray was smart enough to duck underneath.
Gameplay.
Okay, was that one?
You know, like how he has the sailor skin, right? I wish they made him
100.
It's not out yet, is it? Did they finally release it?
146?
Yeah, 146. I wish they made it to Popeye.
Rager.
They're making a Popeye script for somebody.
Charge.
Oh, I hope so.
Yep. That would have been great if they did it for JP.
JP?
Yeah.
G.
Oh,
God. JP. Damn it!
The G.
Brilliant Regal! All the way!
I did! To not go crazy.
Suck my dick.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's my turn.
Day 4 is surprised. Back to Raven.
I'll just
now starting the actual combat round.
Now that it's like, you know, within 20, within 30 feet, I'll just pull attack action.
Initiative.
28 initiative.
Surprise.
No.
Regular initiative now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I have 28 initiative.
Yep. You have 27, I have 26.
Holy Christ.
And I have 3.
I'm guessing one hits. One's a 25, the other one's a 10.
Well, you guys have like
10.
This crazy improvement. I have 2 damage.
10 does not.
8 damage.
I always need improved initiative for the character's side.
Doesn't do a whole lot. Seems to be slowed by its rather amorphous form.
I got plus 12, actually.
Fucking damage reduction.
Sweet. I've got 28 initiative.
I didn't know it had DR.
As Mora.
I'm not in a very good position for anything. I don't think I can reach it, even.
Everything we come across has DR.
Everything.
Pretty close.
10, 15, 20, 20.
It's been the zombies.
Do you want to stand next to it?
This thing?
Not really.
I don't have hardness.
I was thinking about using
okay,
my bow.
Okay, so there was a zombie.
You can
this
chill wall. Yeah, point blank.
That's only 2
shots.
The beholder.
That'll be hard.
That's why I want to move
to
the side.
15, 20,
we encountered 25. The beholder.
You can't flank him yet. You can get within.
I think just
easily get to a position to hit it.
No, I will say it was fairly good. I just don't want to be.
If you want to avoid attacks, I'd suggest just moving there, and then you can flank it next turn.
So
you can try and take a pot shot at it if you really want to.
No, I think I'd actually move right up against it and attack. It's safer. For me. If we can kill it, I won't die. Although piercing damage probably isn't its weakness.
I just pierced it with an arrow and it was like,
that's a miss, I'm sure.
It was like, la 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 la.
That arrow was tall.
8 damage?
No, that arrow was tall.
That's my attack roll. That's a miss.
Oh, so very badly.
Mm-hmm. Almost stabbed myself in the foot.
maybe Asmora nice. Did hear a little bit about the pink elephants and whatnot. Guess
there
turn.
We go.
Sleep.
It says screw.
Alright, what's a DC?
How do we coup de grace this thing? Where's its neck?
15 plus the fact
just
that
it's on its face. It's got 4 faces.
Yeah, but as soon as you hit it once, it'll wake up.
I've got the face on the
doesn't
left.
Doesn't fall asleep.
Everyone pick a face.
Fuck.
It might be immune.
That'd be really sweet to
it's an aberration. That's pretty common among them.
Gibbering Mouther.
It's all like, no,
I'm not a thief. I'm not here. I'm not an asylum.
You still haven't played the BSG game, have you? Did you watch the remade Battlestar Galactica series?
Okay. My next level?
So is mine. Dude,
board
mine,
game is
level
really
three.
I'm going to add plus 2 to my DC for my sleep.
With the nice.
Ability focus.
That's pretty random.
I thought you'd take exotic weapon proficiency for your sight.
Nope, not yet.
Or is that a martial weapon?
The creature tries to grab onto Asmora with its many, many mouths.
He's not
it might be simple.
He
made a melee attack against it.
Yeah, he opted to go into melee range with it as opposed to wait.
Were you charging?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Consider.
Oh!
It hit you!
19,
it's not only going to hit him. It has 6 bite attacks.
Yeah, it's a gibbering mouther, dude.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's been fun.
I have 19 AC. Doesn't that help?
That being said, that first attack does miss.
Yay!
Let's do the other 2 on you, and then we'll do the the 3 on Ranger.
Get into fucking melee range.
Soak some ants.
We're gonna like have to go back to town and rest before we go to the dungeon at this rate.
Well, he said it was the 000.
No, he said we're lucky he didn't roll
000. No, he said this was the 000.
Yeah, this is number 100 on the couch table.
Oh, fuck us.
Take a point of damage.
Yes, it's planning on doing that.
Doing its best.
Well, if I actually make you fall asleep, how much did it win by?
Oh, that's right, you can just keep spamming.
Nope, I can't.
Nope. Once per day.
Once per day. It beats your save by 3 if you want. Must know. And it does not grapple you. I don't believe so. Nope.
Curtis doesn't like to be grappled.
I like the way
Curtis gets cranky.
Your CMD is more than 10, right? Good.
16.
Oh, CMD is base 10. If he's got any positive strength or dexterity, it's more than 10.
Or base attack.
Or base attack for that. Oh, I haven't updated my CMD for base attack. I'm awesome.
Meh. I did.
Did you guys find your rank mail?
Curtis, you're very close.
Just that one magic bracelet.
No. Okay. And my awesome
magic armor that I found in the dump.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we went dumpster diving and I found...
They're like, let's not go down there. It's full of muck and shit. We're like, fuck that. There's treasure in the muck. And it's like, no, you guys are retarded. So we go dumpster diving, he finds magic armor and a ring.
He's grappling me.
With the magic bracelet.
And the teeth sink into Ranger's leg. Mouths attaching themselves.
Motherfucker.
You look tasty.
Yeah, somebody just told me that last night.
What?
Really? That's not good.
What'd they tell you?
That I look tasty.
Nelson doesn't count. He's got no taste.
Okay. I was talking about my character.
Oh. Yeah.
Alright, you guys, since it's a range attack and I see nothing that says it doesn't provoke, Asmora and Rager can get... Well, Rager cannot because he's grappled and is using a two-handed weapon.
You need it's biting me on the leg!
Yeah, it's disabling your leg. Have fun with that.
So that means I can't do this! That's fucking
it's
horseshit.
Too close without chopping your leg off.
That's fucking horseshit. Chopping! With what?
Its mouth.
Its flail.
That's a flail.
It's not like
without busting
it's
your
not
leg.
Like grapple has changed.
That's so fucked dumb. Jesus Christ.
There should be some way around it.
You just
a one-handed weapon.
No.
You can still attack with one.
You need to get a one-handed weapon.
So as Mora...
If you're tanking, you can get grappled.
You can make an attack of opportunity against it.
Yep, two.
Just one.
Combat maneuver.
It's not provoking twice, it's just provoking once.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, that's exactly how the game works.
Anti-me. 14.
14 will not hit.
That's about what I thought. Good damage.
Spitting acid.
It's eating him.
Mike, make a fortitude save.
13 plus 5 is 18.
Jesus.
I'm a monk. We have monk saves.
You just made it.
Was it 18 or 17?
It's 18.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
All right, and Ranger's turn.
What did it do?
Spit acid trying to hit your eyes.
That would have sucked.
I get out of the grapple.
Yes, try it.
Start randomly throwing bombs.
It can full attack action?
It's my CMD.
I do have set.
So 16.
Just throw over a
spell.
And that's my turn. I'm
head cap. Standard action. You can still 5 foot step.
Yeah, the problem is they're all around them, so they get hit with my...
Whatever.
And 5 foot step out of crazy bite range.
He gets all the bites then.
He can hit it once and back away. Then the Belther can 5 foot step and force bite everybody a bunch. But
yeah. No, I.
Maybe I'll just make it take splash damage. Six see if the fire hurts it.
Yep, that's fine. Can I do that defensively?
5 foot step back defensively?
Well, isn't there a do something defensively action that increases my.
Fight speed? Defensively, but you actually have to make
its own
an attack.
Action,
roll.
Unfortunately.
Ugh.
Davor.
Throw a bomb at it.
You guys want XP, right?
Yes. That's why I said let's fucking like go grinding. We want to hit 3 tonight.
No chance.
Just keep rolling gibbering mouthers. We'll kite the town for experience.
I'm going to throw a bomb at this square. So that would hit it with splash damage, but not the rest of them?
Yeah. If you hit it, yes.
Well,
I hope I'd be able to hit it.
Hang on a second. Throwing it at a square, you have to hit the intersect so that it's only taking minimum damage. So,
well, it's just taking splash.
Yeah.
But technically you're only hitting that area. But it doesn't make a big difference. But just, yeah.
Okay. Let's
go ahead, roll it.
More than 10?
More than 9. 5. Yeah,
it's only 5? There you go.
It's pretty, yeah. It's like, don't roll a 1. All right, so yeah. What's the...
5. 14 is the save for half.
Mildly burnt. Not a whole lot.
Does it seem like the...
It doesn't seem... It does burn from it. It's most of it kind of went swoosh away.
We need to look up the rules on how you run up to something and like something like this and just spike a bomb right into it.
Like,
wow!
I take splash damage myself.
Suicide! So
Raven's turn.
I can be healed.
Same thing.
Well, you get 2 attacks per round.
Oh, that's an 18 and a 17.
Yes.
Neither of those.
Oh, hits. 19 and 18. I'm within. 19.
I can also take two weapon fighting and then throw two bombs too.
Eight.
That's nasty.
Eight damage.
I'm assuming it was as ineffectual as the last hit.
Well, they're
not ineffectual. They're just not very effective.
Like for the actual damage, 1d6 plus 4.
So what you're saying is it's ineffectual.
Must be intelligence bonus to it.
Plus my
ineffectual would be doing nothing.
I have every two levels instead of taking a skill, I get a half point of damage.
That's Mora's turn.
Poke it with a stick.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna attack it and then run away 5 feet.
5 foot step first.
Yeah,
I
want the 5 foot step for after.
He's gonna hit it.
He wants me to take all the attacks.
I wanna get the hell out of there.
Did you get hit?
Once.
Four out of points!
One.
Just stay within range.
Yeah,
if he gets hit with all six attacks, he's just gonna die and then you're
so
gonna.
So would
get,
I.
No, but it's not gonna hit you with all six.
I missed. Well, that was the other thing. You could 5 foot step behind it and be flanking with me. Doesn't matter.
Well, enough, it seems to keep an eye on you, even when you're behind it.
It's got fucking eyes and mouths all over the place.
I guess.
It can't be flanked.
Oh, we tried.
You can watch. Hit it. You fucking just hit it.
I missed.
Alright, guess.
Start fighting defensively.
Minus two to its attacks.
You can't.
Can you hit a person with that more than once a day?
Yeah, as many times as I want.
Evil eye?
Evil eye.
So am I looking that up in the meantime?
I did.
Those aren't really.
I thought Eli was still once per day.
I
think it does
Walmart
stack.
Chocolate covered jujubes.
Oh yeah, weren't we going to say that one takes over the other?
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Yep.
To prevent it from just continuously going crazy. I see. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Well, still every turn being able to debuff its attacks, it makes a save. Oh, yeah. Was it makes a save that you can't hit, right?
No.
You still can?
Yep, still can.
Awesome.
Just last one round.
Yeah, so it makes a save last one round, but it's minus two attacks.
Yep.
It's a turn.
Is this asshole?
Actually, I'll probably go there.
It's a pretty nasty ability. No matter what, you're getting hooped, but if it works, you're getting really nasty.
It stays where it is and does bites against Asmora.
He's got this evil grin on his face and he's rolling more dice.
You're dead.
Could have tripped. That was a blob trip.
And as Mora takes 2 points of damage.
I'm a heart.
It's not hitting hard, but it's hitting a lot.
And. Nope. Doesn't suck onto your leg.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, stepped in.
I thought minus two to six attacks is pretty good.
Oh, that's yeah.
Paul's right. In theory, he could just sit there.
Yeah,
and
no, that's fine. But just like I said, it's only one
effect.
I'm not letting the same thing set. And Ranger can take 2 points of damage
after my damage tradition.
Yes, I remembered it. And Ranger's turn.
I hit it.
Oh, sorry, you're raging.
He's got to roll to see if it grapples you.
No.
No, because it always
acid. You two can get attacks of opportunity as it's spitting acid again.
At me again?
Yep.
Do I just have to make a save or does it have to roll first?
Has to hit first.
Okay.
I need better dice. Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I missed my.
Alright.
Would he be able to do attacks of opportunity anyway?
Them?
Maybe.
I got one out of it.
Oh, good.
Okay, so yeah, make your fortitude save.
So how much did you get hit by?
Not enough.
Like, how much damage am I taking? I've taken a total of 4 points.
Blinded, 3 rounds.
Ouch.
That
sucks. That sucks big time.
I'm really taking really sucks.
So yes. I'm just hoping I can
now,
get my side.
Now Ranger's turn.
What's his AC so
I
far
to
figure out?
18.
18 or 19?
18.
I
mean, no, 19.
15.
I can't remember. I think it was hitting with 19s and missing with 18s. It's either missing with 18s or missing with 17s.
AC is 19.
There you go.
Davor's turn.
My dice are ice cold.
I am.
I have
everyone's
cold. 20.
No, my dice have been doing fine. It's just that one fort save. It's been saving me every turn. Fucking hit somebody else.
You just get my turn.
I'll pull out my.
Do we skip his turn?
I think so. Whose turn?
No, you rolled an attack and missed.
On you're near the top after Mike.
You did. You rolled an attack and missed.
Yeah, you did.
On my turn. Attack of opportunity.
No, on your turn you did as well.
You five step.
We were talking about five foot step away. And fight
and
it.
You decided not to.
Last turn you just went. Did you not your own turn?
You're going after Mike's turn.
Yeah, you go after me. I haven't got my turn yet.
Okay. Yeah. Your turn is coming up. He's at the very bottom.
Yeah. All right. I move. Attack him with my...
The thing is, it's a valid concern because I've messed that up before.
Yeah,
that about six times.
I miss.
More targets to bite. Raven.
Trying to help you guys out.
I can't see anything.
I'm just going to stand perfectly still. Probably safe.
The monk isn't shooting arrows again. Maybe there's another mirror around here. As Morris turns.
You know, my eyes!
I'll tap. Attempt to attack again.
Yay! That's a 20.
Someone put a model on it.
You're hitting with a rapier?
Yes, a 19 on my threat.
Oh, you rolled a crit threat?
Yes.
19 confirms.
You don't add anything to your attacks.
Except, unfortunately, it's amorphous. It is immune to critical hits.
Well, I know for damn sure I hit it.
But you definitely hit it.
Six.
Oh, so I guess coming in with my scythe is no good.
Eight damage.
What's that?
Coming in with my scythe is no good.
Do you think a mace would do more damage to it than a potion?
If I could hit, yes.
You think something will bomb up its rectum?
If I could hit.
I don't even think you're going to be able to hit it unless you roll a 20.
Anything else, or is it guesses?
Can you?
I can.
If I roll a 20, hit.
just
20. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
That kind of makes it, yeah.
Unless I reduce its defense.
That's what we should do. You should shove a bomb up its rectum.
I don't know. Do we want me to reduce
it? It doesn't have a rectum.
Michael Bay, this
motherfucker. Say something classy and then toss a bomb and dive away.
I think
and let the rest of the party take
down
damage.
We have to get a guess right in there first.
We don't take any damage. We're heroes.
Because it's getting seven attacks a turn. It's probably better to just reduce its attacks and keep it penalized.
So, what am I doing?
I think just keep it utilized for attacks down.
Okay.
Because that's 7 attacks a turn, right? 6
These
miles plus the blind.
I want to see what this thing can do if it gets a proper grapple off a couple times.
Oh, it can probably melt your pocket.
Probably got some nasty attacks.
Does my thing reduce CMDs?
Yes.
It's attack roll. I'm adding it to CMDs.
Okay.
I dropped a dice somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Sorry, yeah, Gus is turn. Right here.
I do that. I drop my scythe. Take it with core shot.
I'm just staying there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do anything else.
Did you use a standard action?
Yeah. Evil eye.
Oh, what were you eviling that to?
Same thing.
Okay.
Keep it down.
It really doesn't really matter what I roll, because it will.
I need to know.
Well, the idea is when it fails to save, he can actually spend standard actions attacking instead of eviling.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a distant success.
It has still saved.
Okay.
Its turn. Two attacks each now.
I don't even know when my thing, when it goes up. Level 7?
July?
Yeah.
Eight.
Most of the powers in Pathfinder scale around there. They're either going, they go up at either 4, 8, or 12.
What? 1, 2, 3, 5.
Not for too many.
Ideal is 5.
As Mara can take a point of damage?
I guess that makes sense though, because that's when you get serious.
We can't hit it.
Do they turn into cure series or cure mods?
Well, the alchemist is unscathed. And
is that little tiny spider over here?
No, I won't kiss it.
The barbarian gets a nick for a point of damage, and your CMD is more than 13.
Yes.
Point of damage.
After DR.
After DR.
That thing seriously hates you.
Not really. It's hitting him for like a point.
It's not trying to grapple anybody. It can grapple anybody it hits.
Really?
It's improved grab. It's
attack of opportunity.
No, it's not that smart. E3 can get attacks of opportunity.
Natural 20!
Can't be crit.
I know, but that means I actually hit the fucker.
18 misses.
14 bludgeoning damage!
Ouch!
Bam!
This is a bit go splattering. Teeth spread across the ground, tongues flee. There's still quite a lot of it left, though.
I know.
Yeah.
If you mash a mouth, that means he gets one less attack. This is D&D. One hit point means I'm fully combat effective.
Paul, make a will save.
Doesn't need a face.
Oh, sorry, fort save. Fort save.
Oh.
I failed.
Oh, that's bad.
Did you use your reroll yet?
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead and
blinded for 2 rounds.
You'll be unblind the same time I am.
No, there's something else that's worse.
Eli?
He can't really evil eye it without seeing it.
Yeah. Why not?
Point in his general direction, you'll probably
get it. It probably doesn't say that I have evil eye, but
considering
I
that there's 3 party members around it,
trying to
really want to make that
point and click with curses.
It didn't pass. It did pass the last time. That's not good.
I know.
Need that line of effect there. That was its turn, Ranger.
I hit it again, hopefully.
Your flail is very effective.
18!
Yes.
However, it's reduced its mass at such a point that the same spot you hit, there's now a circle there.
Ah.
Ranger.
I'm
you should probably
rage.
Davor.
I didn't want to rage against our one random encounter on the way to the dungeon.
It was the 100 on the random encounter table.
Davor's turn.
That kind of
I draw my fellowship and pull out my heavy mace.
That included, we've already done 20 damage to it, and it doesn't even seem phased hardly at all. I've hit it for 60, not counting DR.
That's 21.
Yeah.
I hit it for 14, with no DR.
Well, I assume no DR.
I hit for 8, actually.
Not surprised.
Max damage for 11.
It goes sploosh and swoosh again. There's a significant amount of it reduced.
What weapon are you using?
Mace.
Heavy mace.
Yeah.
I draw my falchion and pulled that out. I saw the effect of your blooming.
Raven goes, my eyes, my eyes.
No, Raven goes, I assume I'm flipping you off. Probably face it like a tree. He's like, fuck you. Probably.
Fuck you, tree.
Asmora.
I will attempt an attack. And go dismiss.
You sure won't.
It's worked last time. As good as it is that Ranger and Davor have reduced its mass, it's now a little harder to hit, it seems. Guess. I'm blind. It's not actually hard to hit, he just thinks it is.
Okay. I was like, oh my god.
I'm trying to make it seem better that he rolled a 2. It's turn.
Right where I went.
You know, take to help myself?
Sure. Maybe he'll check.
I was like thinking that cloth.
Yeah.
Nope.
And include that -5 for being blind.
Yeah, you can't see your eyes. You can't see your eyes. What?
For sure, you
don't see at all.
So now with no -2,
it hits everyone forever. We're all grappled.
Aurora can take 3 points of damage.
Funny if I could actually reduce his damage.
One round, just
can't hurt.
Be like ultimate early game of depression.
Ranger can take nothing.
Nice.
Can be special.
And this time, it suckers itself onto Asmora with that bite.
Welcome to being grappled.
Yeah, wait till it just sucks
it's
you.
It's not fun.
Punch it in the face and run away.
He's not
you know, like a grapple, that's all heavy
beams. Yeah, fun. You have a one-handed weapon. Doesn't matter for you.
Rage is true. Well, he's still taking -2 on attacks.
Yeah. My rage! Anyway.
Which basically means I have to get like a 20 to hit this.
And then
I have to anyways.
Fuck.
Should have raged last turn.
It's a 17.
Its AC has reduced its grappling as well.
I rolled a 5, sir. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
On the upside, I'm up to 23 hit points.
Davor's turn.
I need to get something to drink after.
What? Why are you up to 23 hit points?
10 hit points.
You raged.
Yeah.
I raged.
Oh, I see.
I get more hit points.
Okay. I thought there was rage power. I didn't know about for a second.
Can you grab me one, please?
Davor's turn.
Do you have any in here?
I smack it with my mace.
I don't think we do.
And I miss.
Okay. That's
fine. Are those flats gone then?
Actually, no. Oh, yeah.
The flat seems to be gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Ravens, last round of being blind.
Whee! I'm blind!
Fuck you!
Asmora's turn.
I thought I had a couple more left, but I think some of you drank most of it.
Yeah, I brought my stuff with.
I'll attempt to break the ground
better, anyways.
That's a good thing to do.
Pepsi's better.
Pepsi's not better.
I don't think it's better.
What did I attempt?
Pepsi is better than water.
Barely.
Plus strength,
Pepsi's better than Coke.
Your CMB.
I like Diet Pepsi better than Diet Coke, but I like Coke better than regular Pepsi.
That's going to be a 10.
I don't do diet drinks.
You
I
taste aspartame.
Pepsi and Coke taste
well, the same. Well, that's the thing. I don't taste aspartame as much in Diet Pepsi as I do in Diet Coke.
Guess.
I don't like I find
tastes like metal.
I find Pepsi to have a lot more tang to it than Coke. And Coke has more of a nutty taste, I guess.
A nutty taste.
Nutty?
Coke burns so
I guess I haven't tasted as many nuts as you have.
But there is like a 2 liter, like about a half of a 2 liter Coke, if you want some in a glass.
I've still got iced tea.
Oh. I was curious. He might want it.
Feel free to go at that Coke in the 2 liter bottle because I'm not going to drink it.
Pepsi and Coke, they all taste the same. Even diet.
See, the funny thing is, I smoked for a decade. If anyone should be losing their sense of taste, it should be me.
I don't. Well, you don't have much of a sense of taste. You drink Coke.
You're a huge fag.
Come on, that was well played.
Curtis.
That was well played.
I don't drink pop, though. So when I do drink, it tastes the same.
Maybe.
What? Well,
he's calling your brisk lemon iced tea
carbonated water.
Not carbonated.
Anything with like
it is carbonated. Iced tea?
I don't know if it does.
No, it's I'd not. Call it pop.
Isn't it?
Yeah. No, I know it's not. Oh.
Okay.
Read the label, dumbass.
Contains water.
There you go. Hey, I said
you're a huge bag.
So, you can take a point of damage. And a point of con damage.
Ooh, what?
As the mouse seemed to be sucking the blood directly from you. And
I think we're probably going back
and
to
it attempts
now.
To and it attempts to further engulf your body.
Yay, hit points go down.
Hit points should go down from your max goes from 20 to 18. Mm-hmm. So which means you also technically lose 2 hit points.
I'll just mark it like that, it'll work easier.
And you are now almost completely engulfed by the creature.
Yay!
It's swallowing you whole.
I thought it just grappled you like this turn.
It grappled him last turn.
Yeah.
What did you do on your turn?
Tried to get out and failed.
Oh. I'm gonna drown. No, you don't drown. It's
I need to read. Okay. I see.
Next turn, I'm drowning. Completely engulfed. So turn after that, it digests him.
Rager. No, it's pretty much completely engulfed at this point.
I'm still raging.
Well, you said you had it completely yet. Almost.
I hit it for 12 damage.
Hmm. Luckily,
no, sorry, 10. 10 damage.
You hit
Asmora.
You hit him inside. Wow.
Don't kill me.
10 damage.
Mm-hmm. You missed by 1. 14.
But you said 12 damage.
I did. I miscalculated. Oh.
Okay.
He misunderestimated.
It looks like it's trying to grasp its remaining life from the blood of Asmora at this point, as it's rather strained at the moment. Davor's turn.
This thing out of its misery.
You hope. Put it out of my misery, too.
I'm not going
to. What is it? It's how close were you?
I rolled a 5.
Okay. Its AC is lower now. Raven.
Nope. Natural 3, natural 1.
31.
No.
Asmora.
Yeah, I still got some shit in my eyes.
How much there? 14, 17.
Okay, you're able to force it back down to just your leg.
Yay. So it's just going to engulf me again.
Guess.
More blood?
Nope, you've regained the sight.
Minus 2 on his dex.
Yep, for 1 turn. Gibbering mouth.
Pass every time.
But it's got a high will save. It's an aberration.
It's very wise.
Their big saves are fortitude and will.
If it were wise, it would have left me alone.
Could do with a big base.
If it were wise, it would have, you know,
killed. Asmora can take another 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And
yeah,
another point
like
of con damage.
Okay.
Would have, like, blind. I have to step in.
But it does not surge up your body this time. Rager.
Okay. Hit it again. Still raging. Does... Yeah, 19 still hits, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I do minimum damage, so it takes 8.
This is enough to completely wipe it off.
Good.
Hey, I need healing.
Yeah, no, you can heal ability damage, by the way.
Hmm?
Nobody in the party can heal Healing Hands.
That's what I said. Go back to town, too.
It's 2 days of rest. Well, one night, I guess.
One night
with a heal check. You only heal 1 point of ability damage per night.
He can heal check and do double that.
Yes, that's why I said unless you get a successful heal check. Yeah, there's no point paying a temple for that.
Most of you guys have lost your two-hit roll. I'd say go back to town for a night. Like you've missed.
No, we're fine. We haven't lost much.
It's a bonus.
Nobody has.
Yeah, but all of you guys lost. Plus, he has ability.
Two people
damage.
Use the rerolls. He's got a very minor amount of ability damage. Nobody's been huge.
Nobody's really down in the attack damage. Well, in the damage department,
he's her enough to warrant a cure.
I've taken 5 points of damage. Speaking of which, there's an oracle ability that.
Which one?
You overheal.
If
I overheal you, you gain 10 hit points.
It's the healing domain. Or their healing battle thing, whatever.
So. Da 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 da.
Heal me, please.
I search the body.
Do you really want to search the body?
It might have ate some cool adventure with some cool watch.
Dude, you're playing in Jell-O.
Jell-O's tasty.
You find teeth that turn to goo, that turn to tongues, and then turn to teeth again for a little while. It slowly just starts turning into overall goo.
But isn't that an outsider? Doesn't it just disappear?
It's an aberration. It's a blob.
So for a little while, you have something that changes form on its own, but it's...
That's fine. There's no loot in it. Dang.
You get it.
I thought we'd hit it until the gold falls out.
The more you play with it, you get
it. Two less.
You get it.
Your max is
you know, it's for some of your hands, seems to turn to the mouth, and then no.
I just added an extra 2 damage.
Oh, I know, but your max, you can't bulk your max anymore.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm not going to. If I bulk, I'll just count permanent 2 damage.
So,
as
Miranimar, you are at 16 out of 18 currently.
If you don't know just what is.
All right.
All right, let's go to that door now.
What further ado? You make it back to the... Come on, children.
We get to the blue door.
Actually, I want to go to the other room first. Identify the thing where the...
Blue door first. I vote for the blue door first.
I just want to know what the magic thing is. We just walk
through. Rock, paper, scissors.
We don't know if it's going to work, though, right? It's a chance.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. I thought we just do two.
Blue door first.
Rock.
But the thing I'm looking at is not going to make us go somewhere else.
But that's not going anywhere. The door could be opened by those faggy other dudes.
But I have there? A... So oh, we did have 5 for that. So we're like, we're all damaged out of heals. Sure. Should we go in further into the dungeon? Or just...
Well, I think we kind of agreed we're going to continue exploring.
Well, that's the reason why I'm saying going to the... Natural room first, before going to the blue door.
Going to area you've covered as opposed to new area.
But that area is further out of the way than just going to the blue door. The blue door was 2 rooms in.
But just to use it that one spell that I have.
In theory, it's actually a shorter walk to go back to the room.
Well, the other, which, the magic room?
The room. The one that he wants
to
identify.
The room was this way,
yeah.
Then this way, then downstairs.
No. The trap door leads into room number 2.
Well, fine, we'll go to the room first. I thought it was further away. Plus,
that's
quite the old treasure.
Actually, I thought it was pretty far away, too.
I thought it was further away.
You know, your wife kind of set the bar pretty high with her awesome snacks.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Crackers?
Yeah.
Although, would you guys like a tart? She made tarts.
I'm good. Tart.
Yes. And they're toffee tarts.
Yes.
And they're amazing.
Yeah.
But they are frozen.
Oh.
But actually, I like them frozen. They're good.
Yes.
So, go to the rune and identify it, and then we can go check out the blue treasure door.
The blue treasure door.
I don't like how you keep calling it the blue treasure door.
There wouldn't be a password on it if there weren't treasure boxes.
Yeah, if you want to...
It wouldn't be
if you want to let it thaw, you can let it thaw, but I like it frozen.
Yeah, well, if it's blue and glowing, it must mean there's something...
Or something dangerous.
Well, yeah, probably a little bit. We've got no teeth, Lieutenant Dan.
I remember one time, we're like, do not enter, and it's like a magical door. We entered, and we found a dragon.
They kick you in the face.
Dude, that was one of the best movies ever.
What the fuck, are you high?
It was awesome.
The movie was shit.
It was boring as fuck. It
what
was
movie
terrible.
Forrest Gump.
The only movie worse than Forrest Gump was Castaway.
No.
Castaway, I literally fell asleep in the
was pretty bad. Horrible.
And the worst part about Forrest Gump was it came out to a big ad campaign saying it was finally a big family movie. It's a family-friendly movie. You can take your kids to this movie. So my parents took us to the theater when we were kids, when it just came out. I'm like watching this, I'm like, hey look, Forrest's mom is a big fucking whore. She's fucking the principal right now. This is a family movie.
I like Forrest Gump. That's an awesome movie. That's
terrible.
That's a classic.
That's a good movie.
I'm sorry. I just...
Dude, your teeth won't have problems with this. It's pretty soft.
It's pretty soft.
Not hard food.
Not really frozen at all.
Okay.
They're frozen, but like it's... Basically, it's just like toffee and like...
It's a tart. This is what happens to tarts when they get frozen.
They get delicious.
Okay.
They get delicious.
Creamy delicious.
Roll your spellcraft check for identify. You have a huge bonus on it with identify, so
35.
I'm pretty sure make it. All right.
Where are we at those roots?
Yeah. How the hell did you roll a 35 off a 16?
Plus 10.
Yeah, I have a plus 9.
Wow.
So
that's nuts.
The magic.
It's on me.
If etched onto a weapon, turns that. It would allow the wielder of that weapon to, as a free action, turn the weapon into a Dragonbane weapon for 1d6 plus 1 rounds. After activation...
That's what that rune does?
The rune awesome. Disappears.
Aren't you glad I went to this?
We're not going to run any dragons this early, but it'll be useful later.
Kobolds.
They're not dragons.
You might find a juvenile.
Those are dragon rock kobolds.
Depends what edition you use.
Can we just write
what version of kobold you use? But yes.
So this is a rune. We just write on something.
Mm-mm. Just scribe it
into
the weapon.
Into it.
But do you use some of his.
I'm assuming when you say the weapon,
Have to have some ranks in craft weaponsmith. Maybe would be helpful.
We're just burning it in with my acid.
I need to put it on my traps. Trap making. Those traps I never make and never think to use. Well, I can use this.
You're an idiot.
I write it down just to make sure I know what the rune looks like and everything.
You're Carl Pilkington.
You're the round headed buffoon, sir.
Alright, let's go to the other door now.
So, what is it? Craft?
Your head looks like a horror.
Weaponsmith thing?
Craft weapons.
Pretty cool.
I'm guessing no one can get trained in that.
What are you talking about? Wait till next level. Anybody can take a point in it.
Yeah.
Even
for that matter, nothing says, hey, Asa, gold piece, etch this in my weapon, please.
That's only good for once, though.
Yeah? You only need... How many times are we going to run into a dragon?
We usually miss once.
The only thing I don't like is how long it lasts.
Another thing that Identify would tell you about it, because it's their property, a person can only have one item etched in such a fashion. If they have more on them, the magic will not function.
So it's...
See, that's just arbitrary and gay.
Oh no, it's a magical aura, right? But it's absorbing ambient magic. If two weapons trying to absorb ambient magic, they're fighting each other for power.
Sure.
You have to physically throw down the other one to have it work.
Throw that one!
Curtis, so
Bobby
far,
Flay.
That means we'll probably find more of them. We found one so far.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
It is neat. Don't get me wrong.
All right, so the blue door.
It's just that last rule seems really
arbitrary
and lame.
What it tells you is there's probably going to be more.
It's a once per person type thing. Yeah.
Once per person?
Once per weapon.
Oh no, no, per person.
Per person. If I have two, weapons on me. I can't etch it in both. If I etch it in both and we're fighting a dragon, I say the command word while one of the weapons wielded. It doesn't work for no apparent reason. If I take the other weapon out and throw it on the ground and then activate the weapon, even though it's the same distance away, it works.
Say if I etch it on my bow and my scythe. My bow and... Or, I guess, my staff.
It's one.
One weapon.
Okay. The close, it will interfere.
Okay. Nope. Just wanted to ask.
So it only, like, goes off...
So do I have to, like...
fight a dragon?
You have to say the command word, it turns it into a dragon main weapon for a very short time.
Is there a command word?
I
thought we just touched the rune.
Just kind of touch the rune, mostly.
Sure.
Pay attention to the description.
Just slip back.
1d6 plus 1 round.
Questions. If I want to do with unarmed attacks, do I have to, like, cut my chest with the rune or something? How does that work?
Put it on your fist.
You're ritual scarring, but it goes away after I activate it.
She said 1d6 rounds?
We're at the plus one. We're at the tattoo.
Plus six, plus one round.
How the hell does that
work? Seriously, sucks. Wraps.
To roll it two rounds.
And...
Raise base one. Plus 2d6, right?
Nor am I going to get any hand wraps.
Plus two attacks and damage, and plus 2d6 damage.
Just put it on your bow.
So, plus two to attack.
Decent.
Only problem is that dragons have a lot more than 2d6 hit points.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helps. If all of us have dragon pain,
we just that work.
Beat the snot out of it, get an extra 2d6 on every advantage.
It's bang, yeah, 2d6 damage as well.
See, that's the other thing. If this is the first one we're finding, we're eventually going to find ones that are actually useful, like flaming.
Mm-hmm. That's not I'm thinking they'll just all be bane rings, dude.
They'll probably be bane.
Bane is lame.
Bane is situationally useful. It's especially when the boss of the dungeon's a dragon.
Curtis, so far, this is just extra to us.
This is just bonus. It's not really something we're purchasing.
No, I get it. That's fine. I don't... Whatever.
To the blue door.
Blue door. I've got the password ready.
The password is?
Desitam!
Are you sure it's
sounds like a drug.
Yes.
The <That's> door?
I was having anxiety issues, so my doctor put me on Desitam.
Yeah! Door opens up. I charge in.
Number 20.
Charge.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I charge in.
Fucking tarred. Jesus, man.
The door opened up.
Woo!
Run into the room.
Sound like R2 needs you, buddy.
It's true. Only I can't cast my thing.
So before we continue... I need to go to this
one. Which room did we charge into? Or did I blindly charge into? Yeah. Everybody else kind of like waited. They're like, what's this retard doing?
It's not the first time it's happened. We whisper the password back to the door. Alright. We're good,
Joe. Wait, what was the word again? Shit! There's a good idea.
So
if we can close these doors with the password, ultimate savior,
can make
the door only opens if somebody knows the password.
Day.
How often is that going
to
happen?
But it just takes an hour to make... And I can only have one made.
Yes. You can only use one a day. You can switch it out periodically.
No, I don't think so. It's
no,
it says,
you,
like, you...
No, no.
No, it's whenever he makes a new one, any old ones become inert.
So I can't carry more than two.
You can't carry more than one.
No, exactly. But, if I, like, I mean, if I
made
two...
I will have to read over it again. My understanding was that you can only use, like...
You can only imbue one mutagen.
Yeah, you can only... No. Yes. It just says you can only carry one, and it takes an hour to make another one.
But you can only use the mutagen power once a day. It's actually one of your...
I couldn't find that anywhere when I was reading it.
You sure? I thought it was just mutagen one a day. It might not be.
That'd be very nasty if you use it over and over as long as you can make them.
But we have an hour of downtime to try and get them to make a mutagen. That's the thing.
Yeah, like an hour is a decent amount of time. Get halfway.
Enough time for me to get my spells back.
You realize the average day for us here is like 2 hours.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Spend 2 hours wandering around the dungeon, then we're all like, I don't feel so good. Let's go lie down. Yeah, let's go lie down.
Well, that's why it's probably going to end up just being like one a day.
You know what? Carter, he's right. He could brew 50 billion of them if he had the time.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't get injured every time we're napping,
well,
so
not
dead.
As long as it just takes
while
I'm
doing my watch, I could.
The mutagen stays active until used, at which time or replaced, at which time it becomes inert. Mm-hmm. There's no limit on the daily uses of it, so long as he has the time to make a new one. Mm-hmm. Of course, again, that is an hour of downtime to stop him do that, but...
I'm going to have to read over it myself sometime.
I was
going to
say,
they are pretty nasty. I'd say it's worth it.
The DM.
Especially now that I have the nerd ability.
Yeah, if that is the case, then I probably would rule that, yes, the intelligence penalty does affect your potions, then. If you're going to be using it in such a way where... It
takes 1 hour to brew a dose. Once brewed, remains potent until used.
No, I'm talking about his bombs.
I know. I'm just reading the entry out for you, so you know.
I can read it on my own later. I don't think it will show up on this session.
If you brew a second one, it becomes inert.
Wait, Carter, you can read?
That was awful.
Negative level.
Yes! I've been waiting for arbitrary DM fiat.
Bad move.
That's pretty low, dude.
Oh, actually.
We're still on the first floor, aren't we?
Yep. There's like a gajillion floors.
Probably.
Umless a zillion.
You have to choose your real number.
At each floor is super on the true list.
It's probably up there around the 100 million billion.
No, it's strong bad from Pokernight, the inventory. Mm-hmm. So, how many hits do you get on that same day? Oh, I bet you get like a blazillion.
No, Tycho answers first.
I don't know,
I don't know, millions. We get millions a day, I don't keep track of that shit.
Yeah, then he's like, oh yeah, billion. Like,
oh, I can make up numbers too.
Like a bazillion or a kachillion. It's a pit right in the middle of the room.
So strong bad?
Awesome.
It's Homestar
from Homestar Runner.
Homestar winner.
You ever seen HomestarRunner.com? Go to HomestarRunner.com.
Are they still making new?
You don't use the internet.
It's done.
They took a hiatus a year ago.
Go to HomestarRunner.com.
Their voices were getting really sore.
That's he's a short voice for fucking dude that just makes awesome jokes and lifts people off. And,
all right, okay. Strong bet. Yeah, he has no shirt. He wears a Mexican wrestling mask and has boxing gloves for hands. And the funniest part of the site of Homestar Runner's site is you go to the Strong Bet emails, right. And people email him stupid shit, and he responds in the most condescending, bastardist way possible. Like so, like one person's like, "Hey, Strong Bet. What would you do if you could be invisible for one day? Signed, Sin Studley 17. He's like, well, dumb name. I've given it a lot of thought, and I've decided that being visible really doesn't stop me from doing anything I want to do. So I'd probably do the kind of stuff I regularly do. You know, steal stuff. And it shows all these, like, boxes of candy walking away from the store, and the store owner's like, come back, chocolate! I didn't mean what I said! Punch stuff. Homestarter's just, like, standing there like an idiot, also... He doubles over, watch stuff, while at the same time eat stuff. And he's sitting on the couch watching this like floating candy keeps getting shorter as he's eating it. And then his brother Strongman comes in, who's like this big brick of a guy. And Strongman's like, hey man, I'm sitting here. No, I'm just invisible. No. And Strongman sits on him. He's like, ugh. Actually, being invisible is not worth a face full of Strongman, but I don't know when the last time you watched that singlet was.
The Strongman emails are by far the best part of the site.
They're worth going through. So they made an adventure game with them. Telltale did last year. 2 years ago now.
The Danger. We can talk about it later. We don't have time. Paul's going to leave.
Yes. I can talk to Paul about it later because he has to leave.
At a later date.
So,
Strongman!
A very long chamber.
Where do my D8s go?
A very long chamber stretches before you, with the dark pit yawning in the central most portion.
That's what you do. You take dice and you act like
a few tapestries still hang on the walls, making you think that perhaps once this was some kind of gallery or festival.
That's a safe assumption.
However, years in a dank dungeon have done these items of decor no favors. Mold and mildew, dirt and grime stain them, making them little better than rags. I forgot something. A tarnished bronze statue of a knight in armor still stands vigil over the room. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have sprayed everything.
I ran into the room. I don't know what I'm going to see.
You would know if you'd been listening to him.
It's a surprise.
He's running with his eyes closed.
It's like, yeah, the treasure.
You guys can hear a dripping sound from somewhere in the room.
Oh, that's not good.
Closer inspection of the pit suggests that once long ago, a wooden platform covered most of it, and perhaps a wooden staircase connected the main floor with the bottom of the pit. This wood construction collapsed long ago, and only rotting splinters bear testimony of its existence.
Let's jump to the pit.
When we say we mean you can.
The pit is about 18 feet deep.
Oh. I don't have slow fall yet.
I got rope.
Just throw him down.
I've got my silk rope.
It's true. Probably
in all
that
fairness, thing. Looking into the pit, you can see
more sewage.
More garbage.
Treasure.
Hey, I found magical armor. Thank you very much.
And a ring. And we found... We were like awesome team awesome there.
I didn't even walk in the room. Like,
we dove through shit.
And hey, found treasure!
Dude, look at shit!
Dude, someone might have jumped on
that. Ultimate armor, he almost died. That was the greatest moment ever.
To the homunculus.
Oh, nice.
It put me to sleep, and that dude brought me.
A half CR.
Well, everybody laughed at me. It was kind of awesome.
I think it was a full CR.
I was taking a bath.
That's right. Me and Paul were laying on the bed, watching the two of them fight.
We're like, that's dumb. Hey, look, you got put to sleep. Coup de grace. All right. We're all just watching.
Anyway, so pet, you actually can't see that on the bottom of it near an archway. There is a tunnel that continues further on.
Ah.
On the bottom level.
But we can't see that?
We can't.
Nope. I'm assuming you guys are probably, in some manner, looking into the pit.
I am. Why
I'm
not?
I'm sure that Curtis will go light. Light.
I have dark vision.
Light. We should invest in some scuba suits.
So, sorry, was someone actually jumping into the pit? Or
no.
What?
I cast light on a rock and throw it down.
I'm gonna go check out the statue.
Yeah, I want to look at the statue.
You know, it's really.
I'm gonna investigate where the dripping is coming from.
Alright.
It's really weird.
There's gotta be secret buttons on that statue. So it's a secret room. There's secret everything.
The dripping sound is, yes, coming from the pit.
Like, ah, chocolate strawberries. Or whatever it's smelled like.
Alright.
This is the first time I've made him do that.
He started to choke a little bit, then he just like jiggled his neck.
Sorry, Mike, what's your search modifier?
+10.
Alright, you're able to see that the statue's visor seems to be able to be. It seems that you can raise it.
You've got it.
Not HIV, but mobile.
You are now stone also.
Door! I told you there's a secret door on the statue! Yes!
I didn't say there wasn't.
I don't care, I still told you. Secret room, secret door, secret treasure. We're gonna go find treasure.
Hey, Mike. 2 + 2 = 4.
And sometimes 5 and greater powers are 2.
Hey, Carter, what's 2 + 2?
Reading.
You're failing my jump, goddammit!
Yep.
Anyone who likes milk as much as you
and
do.
Nutritious.
I've seen
babies.
I love milk.
I've seen baby calves who don't like milk as much as you do.
Milk is delicious. Don't insult me.
I drink milk all the time. I'll go through 4 liters.
The funny thing is, I don't dislike milk.
I'm about to say, well.
It's just, I don't need milk every fucking 2 hours.
You should see me. The one day Nelson came home, he bought a. I got him to bring milk home. All that work. And Nelson, can you bring a 4 liter of milk home? Yeah. I drank the whole thing today. Nelson woke up to go to work. He's like, where the fuck's the milk? I'm like, it was delicious. He's like, did you drink the whole fucking thing? I was like, well, first I had cereal. Then at lunch I made something and had milk with that. Then I had milk and cookies for a snack. Then I had milk for supper. He was like, son of a bitch, buy your own fucking milk.
But I was going to say, I do go through about a liter a day of milk.
Jesus.
Was that the statue, or is that...
I can go through a liter of milk a week, maybe.
Does the door open automatically when I lift the visor?
Maybe 3 times a week.
That is so cool.
Same for...
It's like the Batman
part, room. I don't drink pop, though.
Yeah. I drink Coke every time.
Just drink fucking 4 liters of Coke a day.
You can come back.
Oh.
Here, have mine.
No, you can have it. It's fine.
You should keep it. They're pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, we'll kind of wait for Scott to come back here for a second.
What, you're trying to kill us already?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. Is there treasure involved?
Not necessarily.
Fuck.
What would make you think there's treasure?
It's a secret room with a secret door in the secret room.
There's a choker just above the door.
The door wasn't quite secret.
It's not a secret room. The door was glowing bright blue.
We needed a secret to open the door. That qualifies this as a secret room.
The room that opens up into.
Yep.
Room.
Shut up. I'm binding up what's in this new secret room.
is lit by two oil lamps.
Ooh,
the simple room seems decorated and furnished by someone who has looted and borrowed from various other areas of the dungeon.
Cryptic.
You see a strange miscellany of furnishings and decor, most of it in poor shape. The room is ill-kept and dirty, and you see someone who looks a little surprised and was probably just listening at the door.
What up?
Human, tall, strapping, with dark brown hair and hazel eyes.
And male or female?
Male.
He's not my type.
Well, no, I thought maybe it was the sorceress.
The gay elf thing, though.
He looks like he's probably been here for a while.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, actually.
And he seems to be glaring at you.
Hi.
Hey, what's... He's glaring at me, dumbass. I'm the one who found the secret door.
Yeah, basically, from what I can understand, he kind of ran into the room and stuff. And you guys...
I was like, stop! Wow!
We're, like, still throwing rocks down.
And I'm like, oh, statue! There could be no traps involved! Secret door! You guys are all like, he's gonna get himself killed.
Once again, Mike shows his surprising lack of intelligence.
Shh.
Wait, it's still surprising?
Once again, Mike shows his predictable.
I wasn't surprised.
You got your button.
So what did he just like, what?
It's not like your character's extra special stupid or something.
No, he's not. But he's extra special.
So
period.
Is there anything in particular you're doing in response to seeing him?
Hey.
Okay.
What are you doing in here?
Latent effect from the curse.
So. Gotta be a bro. Bro laugh.
Did I find anything where that water dripping was coming from?
Hold on. You just found that it was, the sound of it was coming from somewhere in the pit.
Okay.
In the meantime, Mike has opened up a room and found a tall, strapping, commoner-looking fellow.
Oh.
Now... Since I'm imagining if something that's happening, it'll more so happen in this room, we'll leave it on this page.
He rolls a rape check. He succeeds.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
That's a good one.
Mike, make your sense motive.
Oh, no, I was giving him the rag.
Okay.
I don't think so. What do you think it smells like? That's a good question.
No, so, definitely not chloroform.
It smells like my ass.
I guess I'll just put back my pants.
He says, "This is my place. You should get out of here."
Why?
Because it's his place.
Because I said so.
It's not a very good reason. My name's Raven. What's your name?
My name.
Yep. Did you just turn into a werewolf?
Yep.
Hey, we found you.
I kind of figured that's who it was.
And yeah, we can do initiatives here.
There is a problem. I don't have silver.
No, he does.
Well, go ahead. We'll stand back and you fight.
Yeah.
He's also
he's
not.
Cautious.
This is the worst.
Like, he's also here. Not a true lycanthrope, so it's 26.
That was the thing. I'm also not your most. He's confident fighter. I have like a negative one to hit.
I rolled a 9, 21.
He. 21? I thought it was a
5.
I have a 12.
8 and 11.
My dex would be a plus 1. I had a, got a skill of some sort.
Sorry, what are those initials, Paul?
13.
Ooh, surprisingly low.
13's low.
You had
in this group?
3 wisdom.
Right? I'm surprised.
Like,
any, if anyone
I'm surprised.
You got wisdom on you. So 3 wisdom, 1 dex.
2.
Mm-hmm. 4 from approved initiative.
5.
And Scott.
He's like, ooh, unsurprisingly low.
21. Mike?
Enough. No, 26.
Enough on initiative?
That's right.
When you're all for initiative, I just go first. I could roll, but then I'll embarrass you.
Rage's initiative.
18.
Would you roll a 1?
11. Only get plus 7. It's a lot, but it's not like godlike. 3.
Would you like 11?
You could roll. What's your modifier? 3 or 4?
2.
That's pretty bad.
It's average. We're level 2.
We're special, though.
You guys have like a plus 10
monitor. No, no, no. You guys have
wire reflexes.
Move by wire. I just got a seizure in the right direction.
It's because you guys work at like the SASC Abilities Council.
Cool.
Like, I'm assuming he's an acquired lycanthrope.
Alright. So,
what was his sister's name?
That's pretty bad.
I've got it all written down. It's Dresden.
Let's try a diplomacy check.
That's kind of what I'm going to do on my turn.
You guys.
The DM looks at the dude.
This is
like,
going to start as a surprise round with only Raven and Chasmo.
Raven and
what's Chasmo? The range on the bracelet?
That is a surprisingly good question.
Surprising.
With it.
It's a good question. It's surprising.
I haven't used it yet.
Do you guys remember what room you found that from?
No.
Dive in the pit.
It's the room with the kiln in it.
The kiln, correct.
The kiln room with the scorpion that fucked him in the face.
Allow allies within 30 feet.
Yeah. No, you guys aren't going this round.
Strictly
you go or back up.
It fucked me in the leg.
I'm 70 feet. I'm trying to get away from it right now.
Okay.
I can't get to 30 feet.
So, Raven starts.
I'll 5 foot step back and say, whoa, Chasmo, calm down. Dresden sent us to find you. Because it's pretty evident who he is if he's some dude who turns into a werewolf hiding out in the dungeon.
That, strictly speaking, I think we would have said that to any werewolf.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
And it's a werewolf. Hey, Chasmo, calm down. Dresden. No, Shazbol's actually down the street. He's in the next room over.
Ah, sorry, buddy.
It happens all the time. I keep getting his mail.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. For record, he has pulled out a great axe, I guess he has on him.
Right on.
He's hybrid form.
He's hybrid.
I still think they can bite and claw, though. Even in hybrid.
No. Bite and claw is when they go full on lycanthrope.
Yeah. I thought you still had bite.
Never go full on retard.
No, hybrid form, you just get to keep a bunch of the bonuses and shit. You don't get the natural attacks.
Okay.
So yeah, I've got my weapon at my side. I'm not holding it up, kind of threatening it, but I've got it set aside because I was carrying it around. I was like, nope. Hey, Jasmine, I'm dressed and sent us to find you.
He steps forward and growls, saying.
And why should that be any reason for me not to kill you for stepping into my domain?
Well, they didn't go in his room.
By this round, you guys can more or less see that.
We kind of expected you to have more manners. For a werewolf, you're really not very hospitable at all. You haven't offered us tea at all. Not once.
You're thinking werebears.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, werewolves are the chaotic evil ones.
I'm going to eat your face now.
No. So, the rest of you guys are now aware. You can see him. Again, initiative goes back to Raven. He stepped forward and seems menacing, but he hasn't made a swing yet.
I'll step back again, like, just, whoa, whoa, whoa. Chillax, bro. But,
you're out of hell.
Pardon?
You're out of hell.
You're out of hell.
Dresden has AIDS. She needs help.
Chasmel's Dresden's uncle, wasn't it?
No, Dresden's brother.
Was it brother?
I thought it was brother.
Brother-in-law, I think, actually.
Yeah.
I believe they
Well, because I wrote down her name, because Chasmel Drave and Dresden Drave.
Yeah, I believe it's brother-in-law.
Yeah, like your sister-in-law Dresden sent us to find you. We're not trying to hurt you or send you out anywhere. We're just tracking you down for her.
Water vision pulled by a silver scythe.
Silver scythe! Yeah, you're not trying to kill me, right? Silver, fuck you.
It's good to hear that my sister-in-law and family are doing well. Now, why shouldn't I kill you and take all that belongs as my trophies?
We were planning on taking you back to the temple, get you fixed up. Kind of seemed like a good play.
Okay, you guys are just kind of standing back here going,
werewolf.
I'd love to intervene, but number one, I really don't know what I'd say, and number two, this is really entertaining.
He keeps like getting up in your face like, why should I just kill you and take your stuff? I figured we'd help you out. Seems kind of a dick move.
I probably would have like my silver sight on me.
Throw it at him, run away.
60 feet away. I throw it. 10 feet away.
And it's in the pit.
Shit!
Do you yep. really think a monster like me could ever be accepted by the townsfolk again after what I did?
What would you do?
Don't you remember what she told you?
No.
He was the last in a series of disappearances.
Oh, right. You kind of couldn't help it, buddy. I mean, look at you right now.
Yes, and what if I couldn't help it right now?
That would kind of suck.
This is boring. Either kick his ass or don't.
Make a diplomacy roll. Let's see how well you've affected him.
Not well enough.
No, but I'm seriously yelling that. This is boring. Either kick his ass or don't. And I'm not directing it towards either of them, really.
Well, again, so... Raven, again, technically has high initiative, so... he seems to be about to attack you, basically.
I can't hurt at all.
You haven't really offered him a whole lot.
I wish I had Stunning Fist.
Jump into the pit.
No, that's dumb!
I'm also... No! Should I have assumed that you probably wouldn't have drawn your bow at any point yet?
Well, I had my bow out, I just had it set at my side. Like, I'm not holding it up, drawing more arrows.
Alright. Fair enough.
Just, like, leaning on it.
That might have helped.
We're just trying to help you, I swear! I should have bought silver arrows, those things are dirt cheap.
So what are you doing then?
Game
turns?
I like how my diplomacy was the one that gets accepted.
I rolled up back for them like, hurry up and kick his ass!
Oh, yeah.
No, basically, the thing is, it came to the point, he said a couple things. How well he'd said is up to the roll. He didn't say it very well, so now he's kind of ticked them off by saying, we know your sister, you're a werewolf, you suck and savage.
I was the one who was like, we're going to take you back to town.
You need help, you need to fix your disease, man, and we don't really care what happens to you in town, and...
Oh, wait, why would I do that? I'm just gonna withdraw for now. And put my bow. Okay. Yeah, because the only thing I can do right now is.
Raven runs away like a wily little girl.
I don't know, backing off, because I need to get close to these guys so that.
Give him another gay point. Least gay archer? No.
The least gay archer would have done?
No.
Point blank shot him in the face or sucked his dick, one of the two.
Okay. Considering that
how I was kind of thinking you're going to subdue him, not bad. Him.
How many times have you point blank shot something?
Me? A lot.
Okay. So, Vincent's turn then?
I'm going to delay action.
Chasmal's gone!
Until.
Insane.
Hey, can you tell me what the range of my eye is?
No, I'm gonna rapier and draw my bow. That's better right now.
Sorry, I heard pull out your rapier and draw your bow. Which one of those?
No, put away the rapier.
This is the thing where, like, if he goes on this side, we'll go on this side.
Everybody don't fail the jump check.
and we just, like, keep the pit in between us.
30 feet.
30 feet, okay.
Well, what I'm thinking is we gotta kind of lure him in.
He's got a great axe, we've got bows, let's just keep picking them off.
We've kind of got a gang rape him.
Everybody, rape check.
I think I've seen this movie.
Werewolves of London. No, what we gotta do is subdue him so that he goes back to human form and we can kind of tie him up and take him back to town.
Just
so we found your bro.
Rage's turn.
Where's our money?
Yeah, where's our money, bitch? Oh shit, we can't subdue him by normal means. He's got damage reduction.
That's not regeneration. You can still do some dual damage to him. Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep punching him in the face, dude.
You're regeneration is the one that's immune to regular subdual.
I thought, rather, I thought you are only immune to subdual as well.
Why?
It is! Woohoo!
Yeah, no, it doesn't make you immune.
So you put a boxing glove in your arrows and just punch him in the face.
I get that at level 5.
That's awesome!
Well, it's your arrows do your unarmed attack.
Look,
so my unarmed attack
down. Yeah. You want to get help or you want to continue living like a pathetic animal?
That was dumb.
He's already attacking.
He's angry. Better piss him off.
Better.
No, because
the gay elf barbarian is going to be good at diplomacy.
Never know.
I don't cheat on my elf hubby.
You don't have an elf hubby.
He feeds me.
Or is the one on?
Who's the dumb
animal? Your sugar daddy.
The predator or the ones who walk into the predator's lair?
Hey, asshat. Five of us, one of you.
We're not.
It's a choice between us or you. You gonna get eaten.
I noticed one of you already started running away. Maybe I can take some of your time.
Okay, so.
The rest of you two.
Okay, so 4.5
tactical retreat is what it is, asshole.
4.5 of us, one of you. You're
intimidation check.
Great.
With a charisma of 0. I'm just gonna be like, HURRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR
your attempt at diplomacy. Yeah, you can roll it. I'm applying a situational modifier for what you said.
Alright.
Let's see if you can actually convince him that he's being a slave.
Let's see if he can roll a zero.
You made a valid point.
Yeah, no.
But you just ticked him off worse.
Yeah. Alright.
Okay. That's pretty much it for your turn then. It's actually guests.
I'm bigger than you.
Actually, he goes before you.
Strictly speaking, I was just talking.
I know, that's what I say. Is there anything else you're doing on your turn?
I'm going to ready an action that if he tries to approach any square I threaten, I'm going to whack him.
Okay.
Whack a guy, off a guy, whack off a guy, because I'm gay.
I don't even know what I do.
That's two.
Alright, bitch, now you're gonna piss me off.
Like, I'm standing behind him. Like,
like I said, let's just keep the pin in between us. Actually, I can throw my bombs at him.
No, I want him to get to a pit so I can go like this side and go
boom. Steps back, closes the door.
He's like, I don't
know. Now that we know where he is.
And was there anything in
the side there?
Dude, all I saw was that all the crap inside his room was buried.
Do you have any materials for making traps?
Yes, he does.
I was going to say, make a trap and a bomb.
No, not a bomb. We're not trying to kill the dude. Just, like, make this, like, massive, like, gravel trap.
Why don't we just...
for one bomb.
You've got...
Yeah, let's just piss him off and make a trap.
Make it one of those fucking witch magicians.
In fairness, I probably gave you more than you should have had. There's actually a hallway that connects to that room slightly.
Either way.
A person trap or something. I don't know.
No. You know those fucking things that used to catch rabbits?
Snare.
Yeah, just make a snare. He exits the room to chase after the monkin.
A snare in a dungeon with no trees?
You don't know how snares work? Okay, are you thinking like the stupid... crazy flippy snare.
Yeah.
Those are cartoons. Those aren't real. That's not how you do a snare trap.
Okay. What snare are you talking about?
Snares are just strung up between two obstacles you can use right in front of the door or the statue and fucking anything else.
And all anything it is, else being what exactly?
Fucking stick his dick in the ground and he can be the other post.
He just lays down with an erection.
There you go. No, you can, in theory, use...
Strictly speaking, I could stab my glaive into the ground and use it.
You have a glaive?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's my other weapon.
But all it is, it's essentially just a circular
sword. Another two-handed
post. I ask everyone, can anyone know to use this scythe I have?
Oh. Scythes are martial, aren't they?
Anyone trained?
Oh, no, scythes are exotic.
No.
There's martial.
They're martial, so far as I remember.
You can use it.
I give it to you.
Alright. Oh, yes!
Masterwork.
I go up and knock on the door. And then ready in action.
Like, there's no reason we shouldn't be going today. Like, this is something we've got to do.
Fuck this guy. I knock on the door, ready in action to slide his ass.
I got a better idea. Just stand in front of the door.
Note about the door, it opens up into your room.
Just smash the
door. Okay, I thought
the door just slid open or just popped open.
It opens up into your room.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
So then I know which side of the door to stand on so I can whack him.
Well, one of us would have to open the door, and you...
That's what I'm going to do. Well, I've got the bow. I'll just stand here.
Perfect! I'm not done with you guys.
So that's what we're doing now. Are we going to go engage him?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I fronted your general direction. Your bow.
You're going to go there.
Your father's going to die.
Hey, perfect! You couldn't keep a goth chick if there was a shitty, glowy vampire around.
There, that's good. And, yeah, I'll just flip the visor back up because I know it opens the door.
Okay, opens the door. Flip to...
Jasmine, we're taking the town.
Can we do that?
Too late.
If I see him...
Do we have to?
Which is the actual
automatically
room.
Cast again. My,
Evil Eye?
Yeah.
He's gonna ready in action.
Ready action to Evil Eye.
If he's visible.
Yeah.
He may or may not be.
I'm assuming it's up there.
Nope.
Oh.
There's another entrance in this room.
I'm standing back because I have a bowl.
Fantabulous.
Not supposed to be there.
So you can run away through there.
Look, it's going to happen though, like that.
Close enough.
So, you guys are entering into that hallway.
Sure. Yep. Is he there?
Closed door.
No, well, no, no, I opened it. I just flipped the visor.
Oh, you guys see a closed door.
Oh. Get around the corner and he's gone.
I go up and knock on that door. Furf bang! I said I'm not done!
He said, we're pussies for running away.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jake, open the door.
Alright, and you're getting a great X to the face.
Yeah, I kind of figured he might have an action ready. Boom! Is he still hybrid form, I imagine?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Do I get my evil eye off on him?
He gets his ready action first.
No, oh, I know.
Why?
Because that's how...
Because, first of all...
If they both have ready actions.
But his is open by triggering the door to hit the first thing in front of him.
And mine's triggered by seeing him.
His action will go off second because of the trigger.
No, the door's only halfway broken.
Think of the stat.
Whatever. I don't care. Still.
All you're going to do is rage and hit him.
Yeah.
Well, 2d4 minus is... 1 plus 5. 6,
oh, okay, what is this? So how is this happening here?
Obviously it's bad for them, but what actually does it...
Rage it, does, it bypasses his damage direction.
As yeah, that kind of actually stays the same, really.
Yeah.
We'll leave it the same.
Because werewolves, if I recall correctly, acquired lycanthropes have 5 DR silver, and natural lycanthropes, like if you're born a werewolf, DR 10.
But you never asked.
What do you mean?
You never asked if he was born that way or not.
No, I didn't.
Well, we're probably screwed.
I'm assuming it was acquired because it just kind of happened one day that he offed a bunch of people and ran out of town.
As an adult.
Yeah, as an adult, I mean... Probably hasn't been coping well if he was a kid werewolf.
I was a teenage werewolf. No, what happened is all the animals can see.
I don't know, he killed all the people.
No, I'm saying when he was a kid.
So that's 6 points of damage.
Chinese restaurant down the street.
After damage reduction?
Yes.
Okay.
Great axe.
Yep.
They're kind of awesome.
So picked up the door, guest gets evil eye. What were you trying to target?
Him.
Yeah. But what?
Oh, snap.
Saves.
Oh, saves?
So I can save an extra.
He's evil-eyeing. Lots,
right, right.
And then my arrow.
All right, he fails. Yes, by the way, he should be in front of the door.
Where's his fake?
He's over here. He's hiding.
The door.
Wow!
Yeah. All
dude, that's
right.
A tough-ass shot.
So precise shots for bro.
Yeah.
Shots through enemy, man.
That's 19.
19 is enough.
Let's see if I actually do damage to him.
Oh, actually.
Probably not.
No, 19 is still enough.
Nope. It's 3 damage.
And yeah, it bounces off him.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Perception checks?
Actually rolling them?
Yeah.
28. Having a
plus. Oh, that was so much better before it fell off the thing.
21.
Mm-hmm.
13.
16.
You three are able to notice near his feet seems to be an empty potion container.
Oh, that's bad. A
giant potion or something.
Nobody's on Alchemist.
Potion of giant strength, probably.
Alright, and really so Raven raised an action there. So Raven.
I don't think he's an alchemist.
Doesn't matter.
Because, like, even if I handed it to you, it immediately.
Oh,
I would have shot before he gets cursed, wouldn't I? If we have the same ready to action, doesn't mine take precedence with a higher initiative? Or we have the same mission modifier, don't we?
Doesn't matter.
No,
it
doesn't
matter.
No.
So, next round starts with Vincent.
I hit his will saves and fort saves.
More.
Getting to sleep would be nice.
Of course, I
really do all that much at this point.
You know what the best part is? When he triggers off, his will save to not to just die.
I'm going to
fort
need...
Fort save to die, not to die.
It's minus 2.
We don't want to kill him.
I'm fine with killing him. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
We want to not... Do you know what happens when we bring him to 0 and he gets disabled, right? Not 0, we have to take him to negative, so we have to knock him out. As soon as he gets knocked out, he goes back to being a human and we can just tie him up. Take him away.
I need a book.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem killing him.
Is there an advanced place?
Is there a reason you guys don't have a problem killing him?
I kind of have an objection to that. We took a job from some person in town to find him and bring him back alive.
Yeah, he's being a giant douche.
Who?
A werewolf.
Yeah, we say,
yeah, he's,
well,
a giant,
yeah,
he's a
honestly,
giant
we might bring him back to his sister
from
and say, you know what, he attacked us.
I'm fine with
he did attack you guys. You guys went and attacked him first, for all intents and purposes.
We kind of did.
Did not. He came at him with a bat, so he just ran away.
He made the first aggressive move.
It's fair.
We were getting pretty aggressive, so.
Territorial.
He's a wolf now, right? He pissed on this corner, it's his.
No.
That's what I should do. I should, like, take an action to, like, take a leak all over the hallway. Mine now! That would be kind of awesome.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm at the back of the party, so no one's going to take splash damage.
I'm going to be throwing a judgment on him, but I got to figure out which one.
Judgment more so affects you, really.
I know.
He's thinking to throw
a judgment.
But you're going to use a judgment in this battle?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I think it's going to be a fairly hard battle.
We should probably back up and actually get some room so we can... I'll participate.
Okay.
Well,
figure out what judgment.
No, I'm thinking for these two, because these two are going to be kind of rendered.
I'm going to be putting a judgment on, but I'm just going to step back five. Actually, it's a quick action, is it?
Swift action.
Swift action. Yeah, I think I can move full during a swift action or not.
You can.
Yep.
Swift action is.
Yeah.
It just happens. You
I think
can
a swift action is like a 5-foot move.
No, that's a free action. Swift action is just you get one of these a turn that doesn't affect anything.
Okay, I will actually move right to the corner then.
So you
back
move.
Up, and I'm going to put a judgment on, but you guys can keep going, because I have to figure out which one I'm going to put on.
Okay. Then, Rager.
Rage and hit him. With the scythe. 22.
That hits indeed.
Magic weapon doesn't bypass silver
force.
Damage reduction,
one.
Does it?
Hmm?
Damn, I need to
be
on.
No, what you mean to say is it's 2d4
what
plus 6.
You aren't raging yet, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
Once I get to level 6, I can actually...
Well, I said it just before I started swinging. So.
Alignment base my weapons. That'd be pretty low. And then level 10, it turns out in that time. That'd be pretty bitchin'. 10 damage. And I'm up to 17 hit points, because I'm raging.
And it did not enjoy that.
I'm sure he didn't. Fuck him.
Yeah, no. He howls out and says, I knew you were just here to kill me. I smelt the silver amongst you.
You're a dickweed.
Wasn't me that brought it.
Fuck you.
There is a great axe and a bite on Ranger.
Yep.
So don't get bitten. Oh, I don't like the way he kind of... Critical with a great axe ain't fun.
No.
Didn't make it though.
Oh, thank God. That would have been the end of you. Just done.
Is it
yeah.
Trip? Yeah, I thought so. That would suck.
That was on my barbarian.
Triple max damage. 40.
3d12 plus 3 times his strength mod. Get damage reduction.
That being said, 7 points of damage.
Ow.
Well, Paul's right behind him.
Yep.
And what's his turn?
You are asleep.
If he failed to save, you're probably better off healing him first.
Either or. I'm at 10.
I'm assuming you would heal with one
first.
Attack.
I would sleep
I think
first,
hit
so I can heal too.
Kurt, did he hit with both the bite and
hit with just the axe.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bite is another d8.
Oh, then maybe, heal would... Well, it's up to you.
I can heal too.
There you go. So, yeah.
I think
I sleep
really
if
effective.
You sleep and it works... Well, I guess it works either way, doesn't it?
No, not sleep.
Oh, okay.
Sleep has to, he has to
evil
fail.
Evil eye works either way.
Yeah.
He has
sleep
to fail
would be
to save.
Over.
Sleep would
be really nasty. Yeah, it only lasts for one round. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Snarling. He falls asleep.
Yes!
That's awesome.
Yeah, but now he's just gonna die.
Two rounds.
Raven's turn.
I'm not in melee range, so I'm just gonna... not shoot him and wake him up.
I would have done after that though. Right, walked right there.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm just gonna ready in action. I'll ready in action to shoot him if he wakes up.
Okay.
So this is kind of my proxy in case he coup de grace, it doesn't kill him, knock him out, whatever. Then I can at least like as long as he's conscious.
All right.
I'm surprised.
Eivor's turn.
Lycanthropes don't have. Big bonuses to.
I'm surprised it worked.
It's a DC 16 or 17 save if you count the fact that he's at -2 to saves.
17.
No,
like, that really doesn't change the DC.
No, but I mean artificially, because he takes -2 on the roll. If you count, if you think of it as an artificial boon, it's like a DC 17 instead.
Yep. Isn't it only 14? DC 14 regularly.
15 regularly.
Is it 15 now?
Yeah.
Okay. Your DC is 14, that's right.
Half level.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I'm waiting on Daver's action.
You're better off just waiting. Ready in action or something. Can he move through its square now that it's...
Yeah.
Just
yeah, I'll go. Walk behind it. He wakes up like, what the fuck happened?
Someone gonna get raped.
Alright. That's Morris' turn.
Well, seeing that it's down, I will...
Still healing.
Go up and heal.
Yeah. Still the play of the day right there, in case he doesn't kill it, and or not quite kill it.
7-9.
Yeah!
Good job. Okay.
Rager's turn.
Coup de grace!
Oh, this is times 4.
24 plus...
Maybe don't use the silver one.
24 plus 8d6. So 24... 25, 26, 28, 29.
This isn't good. 29.
34. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40.
You realize he's just going to be dead because he has to make a DC 15 port save.
Possible.
Not complaining.
Pardon? Yeah.
44 damage.
Obviously, that's enough.
What's that?
That's enough.
He's just dead. Flat over.
He just smashed his face into the.
No, you just cut his head off. It's a scythe.
He's got a. Oh, I thought he was using the mace.
No. No, that's a scythe.
It would have been better if he was using the mace because it would have had damage reduction on it and he wouldn't have fucking just.
So, what would be the save? 17 plus 44.
15 plus
44. Yeah, we found your brother. You're just dead.
We just brought him back. We couldn't.
That would
bring
be a very
alive.
Surgically clean cut. Yeah.
I'm surprised
it would be.
I'm surprised we didn't take other alternatives like tie him up while he was sleeping or
no,
something.
No, it's not as fun. Not as much experience.
You'd still get the same
strictly,
experience
yeah, strictly
yeah.
Speaking, if you beat the encounter in any way possible, you get experience.
Actually, we might get more if we tie him up and actually bring him up.
It's too late. He's fucking
no
dead.
Side oh, quest XP.
Oh, yeah.
No side quest XP.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of assumed.
Really?
Way to be of course, dummy.
I'm
we just fucking
sure,
killed his
I'm
brother.
I'm pretty sure we can talk this chick into rewarding us anyway.
Here's your brother. We kind of killed him, but he's still good.
No, we
found
him. Sorry, your brother was so feral, it took all of his energy to be in human form and ask us to kill him.
No.
We
bring it to
so
the...
Sad. Why
we
not?
We don't bring it to her. We bring it to the sheriff. The sheriff.
That too.
Right. We're like, we killed the person that killed so many people.
That we can do that as well?
Do it twice.
No, like,
we
easily bilk that chick out of the reward for the quest.
You hope.
I doubt
you and your excellent charisma modifier.
I'm the one doing the talking.
Didn't she just like say try to find my brother?
Yeah,
my
like that was the other thing. She never.
She asked us to bring him back.
She asked us to try to bring him back. We tried.
We'll bring him back.
Actually, did. You did try.
We kind of half-assed it, pretty much. At any rate,
she doesn't
we
know
did,
that.
We did shoot diplomacy rolls, but we failed.
Is anyone actually trying to bluff?
No.
Let me see.
I don't know, maybe.
No.
Yeah, let's see how well you pass off that story.
I don't think
right.
You
will. I am. No, I got a 5.
Why do you actually make it very negative?
I'm actually trained in bluff at +5.
I loot the body.
I
you still got his reroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Loot. One. Oh,
loot the
crap.
Room.
Two.
Yeah,
sir. Scam.
Okay. So, you guys find...
It's unfortunate,
money.
But...
A small pouch which contains 12 gold pieces.
Dude, I think
sweet.
We need
11
I
silver
think we need
pieces.
Plus 5 right here.
And
7?
I think that's what we need. 11 silver pieces.
Yes.
And 22 copper pieces.
44 damage.
There is his great axe, which it seems of fine make and quality.
See if it's magical.
What was it?
The great axe.
Detect magic beam, go.
I will, wait until he's done.
Okay. Magic, however, is the ring on his finger.
Okay. I want it. I haven't gotten magic shit yet.
Nobody, I'm the only one with it. And was,
him and him are the only
care?
Two people
who
are
magic.
Hey, and I had to go dumpster diving for that magical item, thank you very
and
much.
And the only reason
did we talk to somebody in town that was like, yeah, I had a halfling friend that went in there, or
yeah.
A brother or a relative. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, pretty much. much. It was the waiter or the bar inn owner.
Great axe ring.
That's it.
That's it.
We're searching the room.
Great axe ring.
Okay.
I'm searching the room.
The room smells like a kennel and looks about the same.
Smells like a witch.
Kennel.
Spends most of his time in hybrid form. Even when there's no full moon, what a douche.
Yeah, fuck the puppy.
The problem is, this guy lived in a dungeon. All the questions you could have asked him.
That was kind of what I was thinking, why we want to get him back.
He's a douche!
He was sitting behind a secret word door, and another secret door. Chances were he knew a lot more about this dungeon than we ever did. He collected a bunch of crap.
I don't know. I don't care.
Anyway.
More damage. One shot. That's pretty awesome.
It's a coup de grace. It's not real.
It's not really impressive with a coup de grace.
Still much damage over there if I crit him with the side.
If you roll a mat, you confirm it.
It would still suck anyway.
Well, that's the back damage you got.
Hey, dude, I were, of course, counting the minus one for silver, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I got the 20 to 19 on my attack on that room. Mouth. Just
I
can't crit it.
I don't know. I don't get what you guys are all really upset that we killed the fucking shitty werewolf.
I don't give a shit.
It was the quest that we were on.
Yeah,
we tried. I rolled a lot of crits.
I didn't try.
I crit on 18s.
We didn't try. Don't even try to say that we tried.
No, we tried.
We did a little bit.
All right, it immediately went aggro with us. We explained why we were there. We explained we were sent by family. We explained we were there to help. And it was like, I'm a big piece of shit. So we're like, all right, you're dead.
He said, go away. That was it.
And he kind of ran away, too.
No. He said he was going to eat us. He's like, run away before I eat you.
He said, leave me be, and then he went back in his fucking room.
I don't know if he said leave me be.
He said something along those lines. At any rate, it doesn't matter. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm happy he's
dead. I need
dead.
A Kopesh.
I'm not.
If they exist in this game.
What?
You have a time stream modifier from 19 to 20.
It's probably an exotic weapon, no?
I say we just fell the sister's
through. Ask his mom's work.
You know, we tried to say, you know, your sister brought us here.
You guys can say anything at all.
Yeah.
You guys can just say you didn't find him there for all that matters. You guys can tell her anything. What matters is, well,
I'm thinking more
check on how sincere she seems, and if it seems that you guys actually went to the effort to get any reward.
Actually, I'm thinking going to the sheriff to get a reward.
That's
more than anything.
Or are we going to haul around his
fucking
head?
You have the severed human looking head. He's reverted back to human form, so his head looks like a human.
Would you really need to do a bluff check if you were just telling them what actually happened?
As a note, it should be mentioned that only the sisters basically knew he was a werewolf in town.
Does he have any form of identification? And what I mean, I'm not thinking of like ID papers. I'm thinking family ring. Does he have any sort of crest or something on his clothing that would indicate like a family shield?
No, this clothing is rags. Has
it branded
at all with any?
Yeah, because they ran.
Hey, you never know. It could be an ex-con or something.
Yeah. He does not bear any particular brands. There are.
He does now.
Some.
Not him. There we go.
Dragon bait dead body. Yes. I hit him with the dragon.
Hey, let the dragon eat it. That would suck.
At any rate. Keep it rolling.
All right. So where'd you guys go?
Let's check out
there's another door in this room.
Yeah,
let's go through that.
What about the pit?
We'll go back.
Dude, there's a...
The pit of despair.
That opens up to that...
Don't even
bottom.
Think.
Go there.
Don't even think of
because you can't.
Yeah. Hmm. That's a long-ass hallway.
Take us away.
We're away.
Do we want to check out that room right there?
Damn right we do.
Of course we do.
Should we open the room and just like frag it?
It's going to take all my brain.
It was a tactical retreat. I stand by it.
Retreat.
I would have gotten my stunning fist.
I was running away for fear of being in front of me.
I totally would use stunning fist if I had it, but I totally do not.
I'll take my scythe now.
Where would you be?
Yeah.
Can I get a heal actually? That sucks.
Three.
Box upon me. 3 health.
Awesome.
So your rage is at 9?
18.
Vince healed as well.
Oh, yes. That
I have a big heal.
I missed that.
9.
That's just your hacks, though. I have 2 more.
I'm at 18 out of 24, so that should be good for now.
Yeah.
I'm too slow to actually take damage. So I don't actually get involved in the actual battle.
Hey, my buddies are dying.
Worship Kryptos. You get bonuses.
Slouch.
Yeah, slouch your way to victory.
Alright. This door is made of iron and seems to have a lock upon it.
Ooh. Pick the lock. Hey, lock roguelike, dude. Lock.
Let's do this. Disable device. Or
I'm
no.
helping.
Disable device?
What do you use?
Yeah, disable device. Just take a 20. We've got time.
You can take a 20.
All right, I'll take
20. 20.
For 27.
You don't open it.
Probably not.
Don't open DC it. 30, yeah. Bust the door down. Wait. I've got keys.
Cheek.
You see, Tyler.
I've got one of the keys on the key ring, plus I've got Sarah's key. I'll try them both, see if they work.
Sarah's key?
Either. From Sarah's apartment.
Oh, that Sarah.
Got that key. And I've also got another key we found in the dungeon somewhere.
I don't think Sarah's key would be this one.
Sarah's key might be
Remy's key number one.
Is there Remy's key number one? You never know.
Neither of those keys open this door.
My thief skills apparently don't have very good.
Let's just bust the door down.
Just like
you know what, guys? What? This isn't my forte.
Wait, are the hinges like... Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. I'll eat another for it. Successful as well. Add two. Yeah, not enough.
17?
You kind of hurt your shoulder.
Do it again. I'll eat another again. Eight another.
Can't be like
you should have eight.
22.
You didn't hurt your shoulder that much, but you still didn't open the door.
Rolling that 20 already.
We take a 20?
Can we take 20 on a strength check?
I don't think so. So you're spending a lot of time banging and make lots of noise trying to open it?
Yep. Until we kick down.
Oh, that sucks. I don't like this.
You shouldn't ask questions.
So we run into some orcs.
We run into some orcs or some kobolds.
I was more thinking taking a 20 would mean using our heads and trying to get leverage.
Or take the hinges out, but that's disabled device, not us.
Is the hinges on our side of the door?
I assume not, otherwise.
Yeah, let's say no.
Let's say no. Awesome.
Somebody search the room for
you. Use acid or something.
Alright, as you're banging on the door, make perception checks.
28. Every perception check tonight I rolled an 18.
26. I rolled a nat 20 on that
check. I accidentally looked at
the screen. I still beat you and I didn't roll a 20.
I've really been out of it this game. I've just been like,
Check it out with junk, it looks great. No cancer though.
Is that a bump?
No, just a testicle.
Oh. Oh wait, no, this is my other testicle. Okay, good.
But why is there a third one? I'm an orc.
Is that a normal orc trait?
I'm an orc. I go feral sometimes. I'm sure I've gained a testicle or two along the way.
When I drink my mutagen, I grow two more balls. That's why my strength goes up.
My testicles go through mitosis.
Oh no, it's a square.
I already know what it
Gelatinous cube.
Hundreds of high-pitched squeaks filled the air as a mass of small, carnivorous bats surged.
Bats!
All of them hungry for blood.
They're on the side of the door. Are the door open or what?
They're coming down the hallway.
Run.
Something seems to disturb them.
Oh, I see.
I'm running.
And they will possibly turn into D6s as needed.
I'm running.
Initiatives?
Could be a pussy. Running.
How did we beat them the last time? His bombs?
Yeah.
Yep. Lots of fire.
21.
I'm going before you.
I'm going before all of you.
30. Yay. What's Rangers?
26.
I'm still going to last.
26.
I got 30 running away.
26 and 26?
Yeah.
What was the higher modifier?
7.
I have 8.
Guess Ranger. We're still like my first. Asmora. What was Davis?
12.
I don't think there is anything I can do.
Highest one today.
Nope.
Might be the bats.
Actually, you can kind of own the bats.
Yeah, let's hope you beat the
bomb.
Bats.
Bomb.
Alright.
Bomb.
So we're only throw 4.
Asmora.
Well, 5, but
really, I used like 2 last time.
Burning heads. I think I should start taking it soon.
Sounds a hell of a
it's
plan.
It's better than identify.
Well, identify was actually very useful.
For a change. Yeah, I'd probably just prepare one.
Eventually, I think soon...
Expedious retreat!
Uh, actually effective at damaging spells. Because we don't have a wizard.
Yeah.
I think after this, possibly the room will call it night, because Paul will probably have to leave sometime. And
yeah. Anyways,
I will...
You
can go with a party of four.
I can just leave my paper.
Vince prepared all cures.
I'm like, really? I'm not that hard to play.
Well, we're playing four tokens. Cure light on everybody once per day.
It's about, I mean, it'll be 12 o'clock anyway, so.
Pussy.
I'll just delay action until...
They delay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Until they attack or whatever.
Bats. Bats.
Fire.
Bats. Fire. Bats.
Fire.
Bats.
Bats.
Fire bats.
And once again you hear,
I'm Batman. I don't think there's anything I can do.
You're going to run away and find some big old green ass to a monster and bring it back.
If I lit my arrow on fire and shot them, do you think
my guidance...
I'm not asking you, I'm asking
them. I was thinking about lighting a torch for damn long.
Nice.
That's the best I could do.
It's going to be plus one in my attack roll.
That's
all I could do.
Who's Lysandra?
Ranger.
I don't know.
Lysandra stole my pipple.
Where are you going
now?
Your pipple?
Pipe. That's an exclamation point, it's just ugly. Fucking Lysandra.
You left the building?
Withdraw, yeah.
Okay.
Pussy!
Should I remove you from initiative?
Unless I'm running into something else.
I like the way you said that.
Alright,
we're
making it Raven's turn.
delay initiative till after Ranger Daymore, pardon me.
To do what?
I don't know, just delay my initiative.
I could actually buff him up. Because really, he's the only one who can hurt these things right now.
Pretty much.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30.
Flail around 30. Wildly.
Yeah, they're gonna double move to basically hit all four of you. You can get attacks of opportunity.
Does it matter?
But again, they are immune to weapon damage.
Can my attack of opportunity be a bomb?
Probably. No, I don't believe so. Keep in mind you'd be bombing your own squares at this point.
Whatever.
The square is where almost your entire party is in.
What is this?
What's straight up?
Solid ground.
Woo!
Actually, no, wait, hang on a second. You haven't acted yet, so you're flat footed. So, unless you have combat reflexes and feet, you can't make attack of opportunity.
I'll use my attack of opportunity to trip them.
Can't be tripped.
Shit. Grapple them! Grapple the bat!
Can't be grappled.
Fuck.
Swarm traits.
Hit them randomly with a punch and kick and kill a few bats and then be like, yeah.
I intimidate.
I cannot intimidate animals.
I have wild empathy.
Sure you can.
So.
I've intimidated a horse before.
Yeah. I've like, I just kind of went.
It's usually a kicking.
All you guys can take 4 points of damage.
Ow. Except me.
Except you.
And make fort saves. Or is that on our turn?
Might as well make them now.
I love how interesting my character is.
21!
He's suddenly gay, hates bats.
21. 15. I'm not sure if you're developing a character or wrestling
for
it's sake.
What?
Well, it's a gay bat, so 23.
Alright, you guys are all fine. Davor's turn.
Boom.
Sorry, guys. You might be getting some fire damage here.
Maybe, as we will.
You can just ready an action to throw the bomb once we're all clear of the bats.
That's not nearly
or delay. Fun.
Or delay after.
But I suppose someone wants to move that square for you guys to be standing on it.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter a whole lot. But
we know where it is right now.
Yeah. That's.
You can just delay until after we're done, because we moved before.
Yeah.
All
we're going to rape.
We have a hat. Good girl. More bats!
But I'm wondering if that's what I would actually do.
You think you throw a bomb?
You hear a voice in your head that says, do it, burn everything!
All right, that's what
I mean. You're not schizophrenic yet, you don't have to listen to
that. Okay, I'll do it, yeah.
That's the voice of his other personality.
I know, but he's only level 2 right now. He doesn't have to listen to it.
Oh, that's right.
When he actually starts taking his English class, then he has to.
Over 80? I listen to it. Only 20% chance.
Okay.
I listen to it.
That's wicked.
Where is he aiming? Just that whole air. Aiming on the floor, basically.
Yeah. Move you.
Okay.
You well, actually, move. I'm gonna hit like.
You're hitting the you're hitting the dead center of it.
Okay. I'm not aiming for like a square because I want to actually hit it with my 1d6.
All right, yeah. Try and do that.
Yeah.
No. You are terrible at rolling today.
5.
See where it goes.
Actually, no, 4 because I have guidance. I mean, 6.
It went down?
Went down. It was really bad advice.
Okay.
I can tell that.
Give a specific square that you would have naming at. So I can just determine where it falls to.
Well, where I was.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hitting the Inquisitor square then, so still hitting everybody.
Everybody make reflex saves.
Including the bats.
Including the bats.
I take the save. What's the half damage? 2?
2. I got 11. I take full.
You take the full 5.
I take full.
So, Inquisitor.
I rolled a 13. Having a dex mod just means I made the save.
Inquisitor's at 7 if my calculations are correct.
That's true.
Cool, damn.
Which is at 4. Monk is at 14.
Yeah, I'm still plenty.
And... bats.
You kind of need to heal yourself, bro.
No, really.
Take a shit ton of damage.
I'm walking through that door and healing.
So.
Line of sight, heal!
I'm just gonna be like, walk through the door, ready in action to close it when everybody but him is up, be like, yeah, take care of that.
It's 5 points if he doesn't.
As Mora's turn.
If it's 5 points per, isn't it? Does the splash hit all squares they're in?
No.
It's all squares. Them. They get increased damage, but...
5-foot step, and cure
all the
myself.
Increased damage is used to reflect the fact that...
Because I'm, like, dying.
Everyone's just like, oh, shit, I'm on the square!
You know they don't get the attack opportunity, you just boof.
But I can't do a full move and cure.
Yeah? It's a standard action move. Standard action heal.
Back to my hiding corner.
Why don't you just leave the room?
I want to see what happens.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. It's my turn. I have delayed until after Daybor's initiative.
You did, didn't you?
I sure did.
I healed myself 8.
Yeah, when your turn rolls around. I'm just going to do exactly what I said I'd do. I'm going to walk back into the werewolf's room and ready in action to close the door once everybody but him is out. Well, not even once everybody in. Just when he's in there and... I'll close it on my next turn. Fuck it. I'm ready to close it when everyone
bars the door.
Or on my next turn.
Yes,
I'm going to bar the door. I'm just
going to
close it.
I walk around and heal myself.
Are you still over there?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
10. I'm full.
What are you looking for?
No harm, no foul.
And where are you?
Hiding.
Are you, we've walked out of the room.
I'm going to go around the corner. I'm line of sighting.
Yeah, back to where I am. Okay. That's what he's doing. That idea.
Okay. Rager is bats.
Bats can't occupy both squares anymore. Well, both Davor and him. I mean.
Yes, it's true. That being said, the monk and the alchemist can take a point of damage as their wounds are bleeding.
Oh, right, heal checks. I forgot about that. Should have done that. I forgot.
And
can bats. You stabilize to stop that?
It's a heal check, yeah.
No, I mean, like, isn't the stabilize a spell? Like, the zero-level spell that stops
it. But I don't have it.
Yes, an application of curing would be able to...
But they heal themselves
with
spells.
That's I know, that's why they didn't take damage.
Oh, do I take damage?
Yes, you got to take a point.
You and I both do.
What's that?
And apparently, they like the taste of you guys, so they will move and shift themselves to hit the Inquisitor, the monk, and the witch. You guys...
1, 2, 3, 4?
Yep.
I would have moved further than actually right beside
him. I think as a professional thief, I would have gone down the hallway.
But he can't reach all three of them.
Yeah, he can.
How much of a space... You get one move action. If that is...
If he's right there, 30 he can.
Feet. 30 feet for him would have been... Actually...
Count
5, 10, 15, 20, 20... That's full move action to get there.
Okay, yeah. I am there. Yep, so.
But what I'm saying is that would cover 6 tiles.
No, it doesn't. That covers 4. It takes.
No,
it splits this now. 1.
Oh, if you want to split up. It doesn't have to be in a square.
No.
No.
That's what I was confused about.
Just worry, don't worry about it. We already know
where it is. We know where it is anyway. the door.
Good.
Cut them in half.
On the bats.
Whatever. 3 points.
Cut their
damage.
HP in half.
And fort saves.
Yeah, 21 again. No, 22 this time.
Oh, I'm gonna get hit by it.
What is it?
7.
Yes.
I'm nauseated.
18.
I can, what, take only a move?
Yeah, something like that.
It's distraction, whatever that means.
Yeah, he's limited to one action.
Just a move, I think.
I'm gonna mess these bats up.
Throw it at his square.
Why?
So that not... Four, no, so that only one person's taking splash damage instead of three?
I probably won't take splash because I'm on a hard corner.
It's around the wall. I could throw it there.
Yeah. Okay, so that was bats, Davor.
We get a move, right?
Yep, yeah, sure, we'll call that. I don't really want to look it up. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure Davor's going to end it here.
Probably end some of us, too.
No.
Well, only these two would take splash damage, wouldn't they?
Oh, just aim it at his square. Not him, his square. Limited to
this square, he'll get 3 sets of bats.
So limit it to this.
Because
if you aim at a square, you actually aim for the center point.
Okay.
Is that how it works for a 10-foot spread? Yeah.
I'll just give it splash damage.
You can limit the collateral damage a little bit that way.
Yeah, it'll hit the square.
All right. And the bats dissipate, but the Inquisitor can take...
Big save.
One.
Oh, by the way, the monk and the alchemist can take another point of damage for bleeding.
My turn hasn't come up. I'm going to make a heal check.
Yeah.
Whatever it is I'm rolling against, I got 19.
Are you able to attack and do a heal check at the same time?
Apologies. No. Standard.
Whatever it is I'm rolling against, I got a 19.
Yeah, okay. You make
so take two points of damage.
Let's see if my heal check is successful.
Let's keep trying to bash on this door.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And more bats come!
23 on the heal check, I'm good. I imagine.
Right.
Well, we first have to find the Rager.
Someone going to do a heal check on the Alchemist?
I will if I get a turn.
You have to make one on yourself.
The bats are gone.
When it's my turn,
oh,
I'll
right.
Five.
No, but they just hit you for more damage. You're
bleeding.
Somebody
hit
the bomb hit me.
Five.
Both the bats.
The bats moved last turn after we healed.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have to make heal checks again or they're going to keep bleeding.
I'll heal both of us.
He got magical healing.
Yeah.
And then the bats hit him again.
The bats
hit him again. I'm talking about Paul and him.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The bats hit them again after they healed. They're gonna be bleeding again.
Heal check on you.
I'll make a heal check. Can I make a heal check myself?
Yeah.
So, in theory, that first action cast it on, so someone else made a heal check on you.
Okay. I didn't want it myself, so
it didn't work.
I can hex you.
I'll heal you.
Pardon?
I can hex you.
No, I don't need healing.
It's true. No, I mean,
no, it's already done.
So, not for damage healing, just for the.
No, but when he healed me, that.
I'm
not gonna quibble too much over one hit point.
Yeah.
We'll say everyone healed there.
Fine.
Okay.
And, yes.
Bat's dead.
However, you guys now have enough time to break down the door.
Woo!
Assuming you get Rager back.
Hey, Fang! We need to break the door down. The bats are gone.
You're going to find me at the blue door, muttering every catchphrase from every film I've ever seen in it.
So
open sesame! Arvada Kedavra! I'm fucking open!
Sometimes it's in movies, so you haven't seen films. They don't exist.
You're just babbling an idiot at the door.
Yeah. What'd that blabbering mouth say? Suck my dick!
Suck my dick, I'm a shark!
Yeah.
Hey, Queerbag, bats are dead.
You guys want to explore this room next time or now?
Now, if it's small enough.
Here.
Are we finishing up?
Well, I imagine we'll be winding down after we explore the room, but Paul's gotta go. So we'll take the. Well, you can take your sheet with you, Paul, we're not gonna need it.
Oh, shit. You were
maybe, second you can heal me next time. I'm not too worried. Well, I'm down 7 points. I'm not really...
We entered the boob room.
Nice.
Remember, any room that's like a private part is a good one.
Any room that's Felix-shaped.
Rule of cool.
I need to replace these pencils soon.
Yeah, they're kind of shitty.
Yeah, the erasers are shite.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. What's in this room?
Money.
Well, That's why I say don't put the loot.
Two sets of boots. There. This is a really good room.
Mm-hmm. You guys might not want to put everything away. You might even want to take some notes in this room.
That's, yeah.
Actually, for a second, just in case.
We could hit a plot point.
Stuff happens. What happens? Can I kill?
This room is just barely lit by a magical brazier.
It's got a magical bra? You were right about the boob room.
It is the boob room.
You don't like boobs. What are you getting all excited about?
Bags. This room looks...
The boob room!
The room looks to have been undisturbed for countless years. A dusty, white marble floor stretches ahead of you, with walls of dark, smooth stone. Four empty alcoves mark the perimeter of the chamber, and a copper brazier hangs from the ceiling near the middle of the room. A faint glow and tiny wisps of smoke seep forth from its confines. More dramatically, however, three swords have been plunged into the floor beneath the brazier. One has a hilt with a stylized flame motif, the second has a sleek silver blade, and the third appears plain other than a polished green stone set in its pommel.
That's the good one.
Right.
Scratched into the smooth marble floor are these words in the common tongue. Two banes and one blessing. A gift from Lord Sarral.
Two banes, one blessing?
Yep.
A gift from Lord Sarral?
Mm-hmm.
How do I spell that?
S-A-R-A-L.
Okay. Paul Detect Magic's it.
Right.
Yes, Detect Magic's it.
The brazier is magical, as well as all three swords.
What's your spellcraft mod? Let's roll some spellcrafts on all of them. So on the brazier first. 23.
You know, as I'm doing this, I should have always gone guidance first.
Guidance, 24.
Sorry, what's he doing?
Spellcraft? Yeah, spellcraft to identify. 24.
In theory, you have to detect its school of magic first.
24 to detect school of magic.
It's 25, is it not?
Isn't it? It's based on caster level, isn't it? The caster level of the person who casts the spell? Or spell level, one of the two, I don't know.
Level 20.
It's like a level 11 billion.
Items caster level.
It's level is over.
No.
Sorry,
which one? That was the flame hilt?
Twice.
No, the talking about the brazier.
Oh, the brazier. That one.
What's a brazier?
It's a big bowl.
A bowl with, like, flames?
Well, it's
yes, its effect seems to be the magical light, as well as making the slightly smoky effect.
So, sweet. It's like an ever-burning torch.
Kind of, a little extra feature. It's a dramatic ever-burning torch.
Cool.
Or okay. A fog machine.
Now we'll go swords in the order you announced them. So I guess whichever one came first on that
flame,
list.
Flame, sleek, green pommel.
27.
27.
Mm-hmm. Your dice are better than mine.
Is it possible to take 20 on a spellcraft?
No.
No.
Oh.
It'd be awesome if you could.
Auto ID. 30.
Woo. You are not sure of the effect of the sword.
Okay, go on to the next one.
It's pretty high level.
I like it.
24.
You are not sure of the effect of the sword.
22 on the last one. I'm assuming the same.
You're not sure of the effect of the sword.
Okay. Anything else in the room?
I'll do a search of the
anything
room.
Anything else in the room glowing?
No.
Okay, so that's what guess
well,
was.
Well, fairness, there really isn't anything else in this room.
Okay.
You're searching any particular spot?
Yeah, I'll take a 20 in this
I'll
room.
I'll search around the swords.
Around the swords?
I'll search the the walls.
He's okay. Going to search outer perimeter. I'll search the sword area. Wow.
Searching the swords, you're able to see that the smoke seems to congeal mostly over the sword with the sleek silver blade.
Grab all three.
So the smoke congeals around the sword with the silver blade?
Yes.
What are the colors of the swords?
The silver bladed one was the one after the flame hilt, right? It was flame hilt, then flame silver, hilt, then a normal one with the green gem?
Yeah.
Scott's general search of the room.
I grabbed the one with the green gem.
Pull it out.
Oh, just give me, hold on a second, buddy. I'm about to pull the silver sword up first.
You probably don't want to do that.
I'm inspecting them.
I'll take the
smoke around this one.
He's kind of already pulled it out while you were inspecting them, as far as I can tell.
I was going to pull one out, too.
So much for dummies that don't.
I was
going
to read action just to pull one out.
The thing is symbolizing two banes, one blessing. Well, we found already a dragon bane.
Well, I know, but now what are we...
So,
I'm guessing first, pulling the swords gives us Scott's only one, and the other two get mooted.
Of the room in general reveals that there is a small inscription on the underside of the brazier that reads, Lord Sorrel's Keen Eye. And as the sword with the green pommel stone, that was the correct one, right, is pulled, make a strength check.
I'm going to pull the
Lord Sorrel's Keen Eye.
Lord Sorrel's Keen Eye.
21.
He most certainly pulls it out.
Don't touch my dice.
Maybe that's his eye.
The other two swords disappear.
Hey, I was
fucking
on the one.
We got the wrong sword.
How do you know?
Well, shit.
Smoke gathered around the other one. You pulled the wrong sword.
You can make a fortune save.
Wrong sword. No touching my dice. Roll your own dice.
This is bad. We don't want him rolling fort saves on his bad dice.
You're such a faggot.
Hey, I don't tell you how to roll your dice.
Actually,
what's my pocket?
One of my dice actually popped out.
It was a d20.
Oh, handy.
What did I roll?
10.
So, 14.
Take a point of constitution damage.
Okay.
Please tell me you have an uneven amount of con.
No, he's got like 16 at least. No, he's got like 12.
Yeah, I have 13. So,
there you go.
To 12, it'll be a plus one still.
Yeah. As long as it's uneven, okay. We're good to go.
Do anything with the sword, or just keep hanging on to
it? Put it back in.
Why would I put it back in?
As you kind of hold on to it,
makes you feel sick for
sure. Make another fortune save.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Put it back in, dumb.
Nice.
Put it back in, I know how these things work. It hit me twice earlier. Trust me on this one.
Take another point of constitution damage.
Awesome.
The sword seems to be draining your life force.
I put it back in the ground.
Strength check.
To get rid of this.
Whoa.
Under your chair, under your leg.
I was more so just trying to strength check to see if it...
What do you get?
4.
Stick it in. It wobbles a little, then just falls to the ground.
Alright. I'm not picking it up. I wouldn't touch it. It hurts.
Way to be, dumbass. And you call me retarded.
Yeah. You are retarded.
I'm assuming nothing happened because of the sword wobbled on the ground.
The dice.
Nothing in particular happens, no?
I know I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to pick the sword and stab back in the ground.
I don't care what my strength score.
It's muting our con pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah, it's one confident. Yeah, I kind of... 42 save, you said?
Yeah.
23.
All right.
You.
And now I'm jamming the sword back in the ground where it should be.
Strength check.
6.
Sticking while this falls down.
Doing the same thing again. I'm going to keep doing this so it goes in the ground, so let's just see how many times it happens. 20.
Fine.
Strength check. Nat 1. I'm doing it again.
Did you roll your reroll?
This one doesn't even stick in the ground.
Reroll. I'll pull my reroll on the 1.
Okay.
Since I haven't yet. I don't know. 15 plus 3, 18.
It sticks in the ground. It looks just like I was before. The other two don't reappear.
Fuck you, you broke it. Way to not wait.
You were about to grab the silver one and yank it out of the ground with no better logic than I had, so fuck you.
You took the shiny one. I was taking the one that the smoke piled around.
I was
the brazier's obviously a riddle that points towards
the flaming one. You're both wrong.
Actually, I probably would have pulled the green one anyway, too.
Well, you're searching the room while
just because it said something about Lord Sahal's keen eye. Well, maybe
but that's
that
the thing,
something
right?
To do with the gem.
But like I said, you had no better logic for your pull than mine. I just happened to say it first, so fuck you.
For shits and giggles' sake, was I right?
Yes.
Fuck you! I was right.
You had a better guess than I did. So
the
what?
Smoke swirled around the sword.
It was still a guess. Fuck you.
Magical, dramatic. That wasn't a guess.
So
it was a guess.
Like
it was a much more educated guess than I pull a sword out at random.
So like the two banes, one blessing was like basically like two of them are cursed and one of them is...
You took out the one that was green.
Yep.
Green is poison.
Green is bad.
Oh, silver.
Don't eat the green cheese.
Yeah.
Alright. For curiosity's sake, what kind of sword was it?
Which one?
Well,
all of them, I'm assuming, are probably long swords or something similar.
Yes, they are.
I'm assuming both swords.
All long swords.
Do we get to find...
And unfortunately, you will not know the effects.
Ever.
Cool, what does that mean this way?
God damn it.
I want to know. What that means.
Is it ever going to... It's not going to respawn or anything at some point, right?
No. The room seemed undisturbed for ages.
So, you can't tell us for shits and giggles' sake?
No, you weren't ready. Ah.
I'll leave you guessing. It could also be potential loot I could place somewhere else, maybe.
Don't make me subscribe to Dungeon Today just to find out. I'll do it. You know I will.
I do know you will. If you want to support Monty, good on you. And you won't be allowed to play anymore.
I just want to know that. Because I'm assuming both swords, if you
pull you don't just want to know that. You're also going to check where the dragon t-shirt is located. And
Yeah, I don't search
anymore. Dude, you haven't noticed
where the secret cult is.
I search every room for the shirt.
You're going to find it, what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep searching. Eventually we're going to find it.
I say, we completed the dungeon. I take 20 in every single room.
You find the shirt, yes!
For the next 30 years of your life.
Meh. 30 years well spent. It's in a game. But, like, affects me personally.
You're an elf. You're an elf, wouldn't that seem squat? Whatever.
I'm assuming both of the bad swords...
took me long enough to get my
testicles. The other swords both did bad things to you, and one sword gave you some sort of boon. Or was just a magic sword?
Doesn't matter, it's a silver sword. Either way, it's pretty cool.
It wasn't silver. Silver pommel.
It was silver.
Silver.
Silver blade.
It was a silver blade entirely. That was silver pommel. Okay.
Not useful against the stupid.
Yeah, it would have been useful to go against the werewolf.
Kind of after the werewolf.
Well, no, because this room is connecting somewhere else. It's probably going to wrap around into the dungeon somewhere.
I just know it would be from the ground.
I like going in pits, I discovered.
We'll continue exploring this floor before we go to the pit.
Actually, I probably shouldn't have done a 20% chance of seeing the voice right now. Probably only a 10%.
Like I said, you have no reason to listen to it at all at this point, but up to you how you roleplay it.
Maybe I'll lower it to 10%.
The Yorkton Gamer Guild would like to give a special thanks to Monty Cook and DungeonAday.com for designing this awesome adventure. We'd also like to take a moment to thank Paizo Publishing for designing the Pathfinder system.